Jahre, 26. November 2007, Antia Lila, Gloria Savare, das Tag.
Čitat ćemo od stiha 66.
There's a discussion once Sila Haridas Thakur was sitting in his place in Siddhapakhu in Chakanapuri.
Jednom je Sila Haridas Thakur sedeo na svome mestu ispod drveta Siddhapakhula u Jagannathpuriju.
He's Namacharya, the Acharya, the holy name.
On je Namacharya ili učitelj svetog imena.
And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave him his own place to have his bacha, not his chapa.
I Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mu je odredio mesto gdje će sprovoditi svoju džapu i svoj bhajan.
Haridas Thakur, he was so humble, he never entered the Chakana temple, although he could maybe go with Lord Chaitanya.
Haridas Thakur je bio tako ponizan da nikad nije ušao u Jagannath hram, iako je mogao tamo ući zajedno sa Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
He also considered himself very unqualified.
Ali također je smatrao sebe veoma nekvalifikovanim.
Because he considered himself, I'm born in Muslim family, and therefore, because in this temple they have this rule that only Hindus can enter, so I'm not qualified to enter.
I on je, pošto je bio rođen u muslimanskoj porodici, smatrao sebe nekvalifikovanim. Rekao je, pa ja sam rođen u muslimanskoj porodici, a ovdje samo Hindusima je dozvoljeno da uđu i zbog toga ja neću ulaziti.
Although he fully followed the process of chanting Hare Krishna, always remembering Krishna, never forget Krishna, that's the supreme dharma.
Iako je potpuno slijedio proces da se uvijek seća Krišna, da ga nikad ne zaboravi, što je vrhunska dharma ili zanimanje.
So, but still, he was kept himself humble. He didn't want to transgress the etiquette.
Ali još uvijek, uprkos svemu tome, ostao je ponizan i nije htio da prekrši pravila ponašanja.
But what happened? The Supreme Lord came to himself.
Ali šta se desilo? Sam svevišnji gospod je došao kod njega u obliku bakte.
Lord Chaitanya, his Radha and Krishna combined in one form, he visited Sila Haridas Thakur every day.
Gospodin Chaitanya, koji je u stvari gospodin Krishna i Shrimati Radharani zajedno sjedinjeni u jednom obliku, on je posjećivao Sila Haridas Thakura svaki dan.
And because Lord Chaitanya accepted Haridas Thakur himself as an acharya of the holy name,
i zato što je Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sam prihvatio Haridas Thakuru kao ačariju ili učitelja pevanja svetog imena.
Like he chose the Srila Rupa Goswami as the acharya of devotional service.
Izabro je Srila Rupu Goswamija za ačariju ili učitelja predanog služenja.
And Sanatana Goswami the acharya of the science or the tattva of Krishna.
A Sanatana Goswami je učitelj nauke ili istine o Krišni.
And Sarupamba the acharya as the as a great philosopher, Vedanta scholar.
Prihvatio je Sarvabhauma Bhattacharyu kao velikog vedantistu, velikog učenjaka.
And Srila Ramananda Roy as the connoisseur or the expert in the science of ecstatic, pure love to Krishna, in the mood of the gopis.
A Ramananda Roy je prihvatio kao stručnjaka za uzvišene zabave Krištine sa gopijama. I Nityananda Prabhu, a isto ne trebamo zaboraviti.
He was his main general of spreading and preaching Krishna consciousness, especially in Bengal.
On je bio njegov glavni general za širenje svjesnosti Krišne i propovedanje, specijalno u Bengalu.
So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was the supreme personality of Godhead, he could do everything by himself.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je bio sama svevišnja božanska ličnost i mogao je sve učiniti sam.
But still he chose some devotees and empowered them to be expert in a certain field of devotional service.
Ali ipak, uprkos svemu tome, izabrao je neke bakte i opunomoćio ih da postanu eksperti ili stručnjaci za neke oblasti predanog služenja.
And Lord Chaitanya simultaneously also empowered through these devotees And by himself, so many others devotees
who
practice and to spread Krishna consciousness according to their own means.
I Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je i preko tih bhakta i sam lično opunomoćio mnoge druge bhakte da propovedaju i šire slave svetog imena u skladu sa svojim mogućnostima.
So Prabhupada once said that's the special mercy of Lord Chaitanya.
Srila Prabhupada jednom rekao da je to posebna milost gospodina Chaitanya.
That's his special characteristic.
To je njegova posebna osobina.
So what is his characteristic? It's Mahavadanya.
I koja je ta njegova osobina? On je Mahavadanya.
Mahavadanya means to give some love or some mercy without asking something back.
Mahavadanya označava onoga koji daje ljubav, koji daje milost, bez toga da očekuje nešto za uzvrat.
This kind of unmotivated love or gift to someone to without any expectation, it's practically not possible in this world.
I takva vrsta poklona, dati nešto bez očekivanja nečega za uzvrat, tako nešto nije moguće u ovome svetu.
Only the Supreme Personality of Godhead could do this, but also only in a special mood, in the mood of Goranga.
Jedino svešnja božanska ličnost to može uraditi, i to u posebnom raspoloženju u obliku gospodina Goranke.
When he came before Lord Chaitanya as Krishna, he was very strict.
Kada bi neko došao...
He was very strict. Krishna was very strict.
Aha, kada je Krishna došao sam, on je bio veoma, veoma striktan.
There was not so much mercy.
I nije davao baš toliko milosti.
Mercy was only spread in Vrindavan, in the... among the Praja Basis.
Svoju milost je davao u Vrindavanu, među stanovnicima Vrindavana.
Because they're his eternal confidential associates, eternally.
Jer su oni njegovi večni poverljivi pratioci, zauvijek.
But otherwise he was quite heavy.
Ali inače je bio veoma, veoma strog.
Because he wanted to establish Dharma.
Jer je hteo da uspostavi Dharmu.
That's the mission, external mission of the Lord. When he appears in this world, he comes to establish a Dharma.
To je njegova spoljašna misija. Kada se gospodin pojavljuje u ovome svetu, on uspostavlja spoljašnu misiju.
That's the mission of all the incarnations.
I to je misija svih inkarnacija.
If they are now Vishnu tatva, or Jiva tatva, or Shakti tatva.
Da li su Jiva, Vishnu ili Shakti tatva.
Or how say, Shakti Avesha, special empowered.
Ili su Shakti Avesha, osoba koja je specijalno, posebno opunomoćena.
The Lord either comes himself or he empowers a special living entity for a certain mission. The process is to establish Dharma.
Svešteni gospodin ili dolazi sam, ili opunomoćuje nekog određenog baktu da uspostavi Dharmu.
Because that's needed. Because without Dharma, without any religious code, rules and regulations, there's no pure love to God.
Jer to je potrebno, jer bez neke darme, religijskih kodova, bez ljubavi prema Bogu.
So Krishna established the Dharma through Arjuna.
Tako da Krishna je uspostavio Dharmu kroz Arjunu.
Spoke the Bhagavad Gita.
Izgovorio je Bhagavad Gita.
He also killed and removed a lot of burden, the demons, asuras.
Je ubio puno demone i na taj način otklonio teret sa zemlje.
Asuras means those who are enemies, natural enemies of the devas or suras.
Asure znači oni koji su prirodni neprijatelji deva ili polubogova.
So the Lord is not partial to anyone, but still he comes to establish a certain mission.
Gospodin nije pristrasan ni prema kome, ali uprkos tome dolazi da bi uspostavio određenu misiju.
This for the benefit of all living entities.
I to zbog dobrobiti svih živih bića.
He wants to ask great mercy.
To je njegova velika milost.
Great compassion, especially towards his devotees.
Velika samilost, posebno prema njegovim baktama.
But sometimes different people ask why Krishna actually appeared.
Ponekad razni ljudi pitaju zašto se zapravo Krishna pojavio.
Some say he appeared because of the burden of this world.
Neki kažu zbog tereta ove zemlje, ove planete.
And because Earth, the goddess Bhumi was in anxiety,
jer
so she approached Brahma.
Boginja Bhumi je bila u teskobi i prišla je gospodinu Brahmi.
And because of the prayer of Brahma, and with all the devas together, on the sheer dark ocean, milk ocean, the Lord desired to appear.
I zbog molitvi gospodina Brame, koji je zajedno sa svim devama ili polubogovima molio na okeanu mleka, zbog toga se gospod Krišna pojavio.
But others against, they say, the more those who are completely into devotional, pure devotional service, they say, the Lord appeared actually because of the loving exchanges of his devotees who are here in this material world.
Ali oni koji se više bave predanim služenjem, oni su rekli da se Gospod Krišna pojavio da bi uzvratio na ljubav svojih bhakta koji ga služe u ovome svetu.
Because Krishna doesn't have a necessary mission. He doesn't have to come himself.
Naravno, Krišna ne mora da ima misiju, on ne mora doći sam.
He can send some representative.
On može da pošalje svog predstavnika.
But sometimes he also desires to come himself.
Ali također ponekad poželi da dođe sam.
He doesn't come alone, he brings also his whole associates with him.
I ali on nikad ne dolazi sam, već dovede sve svoje pratioce zajedno sa sobom.
And he establishes a certain process, or how say, exchange of lila pastime.
Ili i onda uspostavlja određeni proces ili određenu razmenu kroz svoje zabave.
And also at the same time acts as a perfect personality.
A u isto vrijeme djeluje kao savršena osoba.
To establish a certain dharma.
Da bi uspostavio određenu dharmu.
So, but people misunderstood Krishna.
Ali ljudi pogrešno shvataju Krishna.
Although Krishna had a good mission, he wanted to, he gave Bhagavad Gita.
Iako Krishna ima dobru misiju, on je dao Bhagavad Gita.
He actually in the end he says, please surrender unto me.
I na kraju je rekao, molim vas, predajte mi se.
Give up all your worldly duties and just surrender unto me.
Napustite sve svoje dužnosti koje imate na ovome svetu i samo se predajte meni.
But then, so many different philosophers and leaders in the society, they undermined Krishna's instruction.
Ali onda su došli mnogi filozofi i vođe ovoga sveta koji su podcenili ta Krišnina učenja.
And make God practically an unperson.
I načinili su da Bog kao da nije osoba.
Who is actually Brahman, just energy.
Već su rekli da je to Brahman, neka energija.
Or light.
Ili neko svetlo.
But he appeared as a human being, as Krishna.
Ali ili da se pojavio kao ljudsko biće koje se zove Krishna.
And because of this Mayavadi interpretation or misinterpretation, they explain that God has ultimately no form and he has to accept a material body as a form to exist in this material world.
I ti materijalni Mayavadi filozofi, oni su objasnili kako Bog u stvari nema oblik i on kad dođe u ovaj svet onda poprimi neki oblik.
And ultimately we should not surrender to Krishna. We don't have to surrender to the Krishna in the person, but the Krishna unborn, the Brahman in ourselves.
I oni kažu da mi u stvari ne treba da se predamo Krišni, već onome što je nerođen unutar nas, a to je Krišna Brahman unutar nas.
And that's the cause while so many people in this world are actually not interested in bhakti. The love or in the surrendering to Krishna.
I to je razlog zbog kojeg mnogi ljudi u ovome svetu nisu zainteresovani za bhakti ili za predano služenje posvećeno Gospodu Krishna.
More interested in own meditation. Meditation about their own godness.
Oni su više zainteresovani za meditiranje na svoju božanstvenost.
Therefore they never use the name God, they always use the name divine. Divinity.
I zato oni nikad ne koriste reč Bog, već reč božansko.
The Godhead.
Božanske prirode.
That means many things. It's vague, you know, it's not very clear who is this God.
Ali to je nešto veoma onako nejasno, uopšte ne može da se tu zaključi ko je Bog.
But ultimately Krishna spoke that he is the Supreme Lord. He revealed himself that I am the Supreme.
Ali konačno Krišna razotkriva da sam ja svevišnji gospod.
And also in the Brahma Samhita it is stated Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachitananda Vigraha. That he is the Supreme Lord, the cause of all causes.
I također u Brahma Samhiti je objašnjeno da je Krišna uzrok svih uzroka.
But people misinterpret it.
Ali ljudi to pogrešno tumače.
So therefore Lord Chaitanya Krishna understood that actually in one sense he regretted.
Krishna?
Krishna regretted.
Ali onda šta se desilo? Krishna se malo pokajao.
Like sometimes we people also regret because we think, I missed something, some duty what I should do.
Baš kao mi ljudi nekad se pokajemo, nisam uradio nešto sam trebao.
Because I didn't help a certain person enough.
Nisam pomogao toj i toj osobi dovoljno.
And I was not such a good person as I actually could be.
I nisam bio tako dobra osoba kakva sam zapravo mogao da budem.
And especially if I get older or if we are on the edge of that, then such thoughts come, you know, that I miss something.
A specijalno kako starimo i kako dolazimo na ivicu smrti, takva razmišljanja dolaze. Nešto sam propustio.
And from that a bad feeling can appear, can make one quite depressive.
I ta loša osjećanja mogu da učine osobu veoma depresivnom.
So in the Chaitanya Charitamrita we can read that even Krishna felt his depressivity.
Tako da u Bhagavad Giti možemo pročitati da je čak i Krishna osjećao tu depresivnost.
In the end when he went back to the spiritual world, he thought, you know, I missed something.
Na kraju kada se vraćao u duhovni svet, on je osjećao nešto mi nedostaje.
Actually I descended to this world, you know, to help to the whole world.
Nešto sam propustio. Sišao sam na ovaj svijet da mi pomogao cijelome svijetu.
But ultimately I could only share this bhakti or this love between me and my eternal associates only to a small amount of people.
Ali na kraju krajeva mogao sam da delim tu ljubav samo sa jednim malim brojem svojih ličnih pratilaca.
But the general mass of people didn't understand.
Ali velika masa ljudi to uopšte nije razumela.
And also didn't have the opportunity because I didn't give them the opportunity.
Zato nisu ni dobili priliku zato što im ja nisam dao priliku.
Only maybe spoke the Bhagavad Gita, but that's not enough. I didn't make arrangement to spread this Gita, this Bhagavad Dharma.
Oni možda pričaju nešto o Bhagavad Giti, ali nisam učinio dovoljno da bih raširio tu Bhagavad Gitu i nauku o Bhagavad Dharma.
Therefore the Lord, out of this regret, deep feeling, of course, out of love to the all living entities, what is eternal part and parcel, he decided, I have to come again.
I onda, zbog tog dubokog osjećaja pokajanja, koje osjećao zbog ljubavi koju osjeća prema svim živim bićima, Gospod je odlučio, moram se pojaviti opet.
But this time I come in another mood, not in the mood of Krishna, to kill, remove certain people who are burden in this world.
Ali ovog puta neću se pojaviti u raspoloženju Krišne da bih ubijao neke ljude i uklonio teret ovoga sveta.
But I will come and I will carry a very heavy burden, responsibility of removing the people's karma.
Ali ovog puta ću se pojaviti tako da ću nositi veliku odgovornost da uklonim karmu ljudi.
By giving them pure love to Krishna, giving them the holy name.
Tako što im dam čistu ljubav prema Krišni kroz sveto ime.
And I will do this by myself with the help of my eternal associates.
I ja ću to uraditi sam uz pomoć svojih večnih pratioca.
Who appear in different human forms, in different moods, so that everyone can be approached by them.
Koji će se pojaviti u raznim ljudskim oblicima, u raznim raspoloženjima, tako da svako može njima da priđe.
And
he thought
to himself, I'm only one person.
I on je razmišljao, ja sam samo jedna osoba.
I'm a gardener here of this bhakti plant, of bhakti tree.
Ja sam baštovan koji vodi računa o ovom bhakti drvetu.
I became the tree myself.
Ja sam sam postao drvo.
I'm also the gardener of this tree.
Ja sam također baštovan koji vodi računa o
this tree bears so many fruits.
A sada to drvo je rodilo toliko puno
plodova. I'm only one person, I cannot eat all these fruits.
A ja sam samo jedna osoba, ne mogu pojesti sve te plodove.
So I need some assistance.
To voće. I zato mi trebaju neki asistenti.
Assistance will help me to take these fruits, relish first yourself, and then distribute to whoever you meet.
Pomoćnici koji će mi pomoći prvo da sami jedu to voće do svog punog zadovoljstva, a zatim da ga dele svakome koga sretnu.
Therefore he instructed Arjuna.
I zbog toga dao je tu instrukciju svima. Yare deke tare kahe
Krishna upadesh, amara gaya guru hana tare edesh. Whoever you go, whomever you meet, give them the signs of Krishna.
Gde god da kreneš, koga god da sretneš, daj mu nauku o Krišni.
This way become a guru and deliver your country or your surrounding, whoever is whatever station.
Na taj način postani guru i oslobodi svoju zemlju, svoje okruženje ili šta god da je tvoje polje.
Desha is relative.
Desha je...
Desha can mean the whole world, it can mean a continent, it can mean a country.
Desha je relativna reč, može znači cijela zemlja, kontinent, zemlja.
Like we have Bangladesha, Desha.
Kao što imamo Bangladesha.
That's nowadays just a country, you know, in near Bengal.
To je danas zemlja, država blizu Indije.
We have Gauda Desha.
Blizu Bengala.
West Bengal, Gauda Desha.
Imamo zapadni Bengal, Gauda Desha.
Desha ultimately means a piece of land.
I konačno, Desha znači komad zemlje.
Desha also means can mean a city, a village, or your own home, or your people around you.
Desha također može značiti selo, grad, vaš dom ili ljudi koji su okolo vas.
Desha even means also can also mean your own heart.
Desha također može značiti vaše sopstveno srce.
So according to your capacity, you can expand the chakra or the circle of how much you can spread.
Tako da u skladu sa svojim mogućnostima i kapacitetom možete širiti taj krug ili čakru oko vas.
Or should spread this. It's a duty, para upakara.
Ili trebate to raditi, zato što je to dužnost.
Lord Chaitanya, he used this word para upakara. It's the supreme duty.
Gospod Chaitanya je koristio tu reč para upakara. To je vrhunska dužnost, vrhovna dužnost.
That means it goes above everything else in life, what we consider duty.
Jer ta dužnost nadilazi sve ono što u životu smatramo dužnostima.
So this is para dharma. Savai pumsham paro dharma yato bhakti adokshache ahaituki apratiyata yenatma suprasidati. So this para dharma actually gives you real satisfaction in the heart.
I ta para dharma vam zapravo daje istinsko zadovoljstvo u srcu.
But only if you do it unmotivated and without false motivation and without interruption.
Ali jedino ako to radite nemotivisano, bez lažnih motivacija i bez prekida.
Ahaituki. Ahaituki means without motivation.
Ahaituki
false motivation.
Znači bez motivacije ili bez pogrešne, lažne motivacije.
Motivation can be there.
Motivacija može biti
because
tu.
Everyone needs motivation for something.
Jer svakom je potrebna motivacija
without
za nešto.
Motive, we cannot do anything.
Bez motiva ne možemo uraditi ništa.
But we should not have false motivation.
Ali ne trebamo imati lažne motivacije.
Best motivation if you can satisfy the Supreme Lord.
Najbolja motivacija ako možete zadovoljiti svešnju božansku ličnost.
Or if you can satisfy and please the Vaishnavas.
Ili ako možete zadovoljiti Vaishnave.
Because they are very dear to the Lord, so by pleasing them, the Lord will be even more pleased.
I zato što su oni jako dragi Gospodu, ako zadovoljite njih, onda će Gospod biti još više zadovoljen.
So therefore this Now I lost.
Desha.
Now the last thing.
The last thing. Ahaitukya pratihata.
Yeah. This unmotivated service. Now I lost.
Yes. Without false motivation and uninterrupted. If you explained without motivation.
Yeah, without motivation, yeah. To please the Supreme Lord.
Bez motivacije, samo s motivacijom da zadovoljimo svešnje gospoda.
Yeah, now I got it again. The motivation has to be there.
Motivacija treba biti tu, motiv.
So everyone has to have motive for a career, but ultimately we need the motivation to please the Lord and the Vaishnavas.
Svako ima neki motiv da izgradi karijeru ili nešto drugo, ali na kraju krajeva treba biti tu motiv da zadovoljimo Gospoda i Vaishnave.
Like Prabhupada told, I was always very ambitious, you know, to spread Krishna consciousness in the western countries.
Kao što je Srila Prabhupada rekao, uvek sam bio jako ambiciozan da širim svesnost Krišne u zapadnim zemljama.
General ambitiousness means has a little bad by taste.
Uopšte rečeno,
ambicioznost
ima neki onako malo gorak ukus da postanem najbolji u svojoj školi.
So then everyone in the school, you know, thinks, you know, they don't like very much. These people were very much ambitious.
I u školama obično ljudi ne vole te ljude koji su jako ambiciozni.
And always want to make jokes about them or put some obstacles in their way.
I uvek žele da prave neke šale na njihov račun, da im stavljaju neke prepreke.
So, but ambitiousness has to be, otherwise without ambitiousness nothing is we can get for free.
Ali ambicioznost mora biti tu, jer bez ambicioznosti ništa nećemo dobiti za džabe.
So we should be very ambitious, but become ambitious, or how say, have an motivation to please Krishna.
I zato postanite ambiciozni, ali ambiciozni na taj način da zadovoljite Krishnu.
Or to help our spiritual master in his mission.
Ili da pomognemo našem duhovnom učitelju u njegovoj misiji.
Somehow other help to spread, assist to spread Krishna consciousness, or to establish Krishna consciousness somehow or other in this in our desha, in our place where we live.
Da na neki način uspostavimo svesnost Krishne u svojoj deši ili na mjestu gdje mi živimo.
Yeah, and this should be with proper motivation. Then that's good.
I to treba biti sa pravilnom motivacijom i to je onda dobro.
Even with false motivation, maybe for some time it will be good, but later on, if you don't turn this motivation into pure motivation, it will break you. You will give up Krishna consciousness.
Čak i sa lošom motivacijom to može biti dobro neko vrijeme, međutim ako se loša motivacija ne preobrazi u dobru motivaciju, to vas može slomiti i možete napustiti svoju svjesnost Krišne.
And for sometimes we are amazed. Prabhupada accepted so many people and as disciples and give them initiation and big positions.
I zato smo neki put začuđeni. Srila Prabhupada je prihvatio toliko puno učenika, dao inicijacije.
Although he knew they are not qualified.
Pozicije, iako je znao da nisu kvalifikovani.
They're not qualified. But he followed his guru's instruction.
Ali slijedio instrukciju svog gurua.
Because Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati, he wrote this famous book, you know, this Upakhyana Upadesh.
Jer Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati je napisao tu poznatu knjigu Upakhyana Upadesh.
You heard about this.
Čuli ste o njoj.
So there's a book with certain stories in it, some fable story, you know, who gives a certain example.
To je knjiga sa određenim pričama kroz koje se, kroz čiju fabulu se daju određeni primjeri.
So in this Upakhyana Upadesh, you know, there is this person who was very much ambitious.
I u toj knjizi Upakhyana Upadesh opisuje se jedna osoba koja je bila veoma ambiciozna.
He was a very successful personality.
Bila je veoma uspješna osoba.
And he had servants.
I imao je sluge.
But the sir, all the time he had to replace the servants.
Ali malo, pa bi morao da zamijeni sluge.
Either they were not working enough, as according to his satisfaction, he had to release them, or they left him.
Ili nije bio zadovoljan s načinom i količinom rada koji su oni pružali, ili bi oni sami napuštali taj posao.
So after some time, nobody came anymore to this man.
Tako da nakon nekog vremena niko više nije dolazio kod tog
because
čovjeka.
Because he had too much expectations.
Jer je imao jako velike očekivanja.
Whoever started immediately left again him.
Prevelika. I kogod bi došao kod njega, jako brzo bi ga napustio.
So they could not tolerate his service.
Tako da nisu mogli da tolerišu tu službu.
So he asked one friend, what should I do?
I pitao jednog prijatelja, šta da radim?
What should I do that I can keep a servant in my service?
Šta da radim da zadržim sluge u svojoj službi?
So the person told him, you should just give him a good job.
I taj mu je čovjek rekao, trebaš da mu daš dobar posao.
And feed him with first class rice, fried in first class ghee.
I trebaš da ga nahraniš sa prvoklasnom rižom koja je skuvana u prvoklasnom ghee-u, prečišćenom maslacu.
And so he told, okay, I will try.
I on je rekao, po redu, pokušat ću.
So every day he gave the servants nice jobs and responsibility and he fed them every day a nice feast with rice, with fried in ghee.
I svakog dana bi davao poslove i odgovornosti tim ljudima i nakon toga bi ih pozvao na veliku gozbu gdje ih je hranio sa tom prvoklasnom rižom kuvanom u prošćenom maslacu.
But it was a heavy job.
Ali tu je bio i težak rad.
And then many times, you know, the servant said, so I will go now. It's too heavy.
Puno puta bi sluge rekli, ma tako je težak ovaj posao, otići ću.
And the master told, okay, you can go.
A gospodar bi rekao, okay, možeš da odeš.
But then after two, three days he came back again.
Ali nakon 2-3 dana sluga bi se vratio.
Okay, please, can you engage me again?
Molim te.
I will follow everything.
Jel možeš opet da me zaposliš? Slijedit ću sve.
So the master said, oh, why you came back so suddenly? Nobody came back until now.
You're the first one.
A gospodar ga je pitao, pa što se vratio? Do sad se niko nije vratio, ti si prvi.
Because I'm very much became attached, you know, to the deep fried rice.
Pa zbog toga što sam postao jako vezan za tu duboko prženu rižu.
So the same time, then Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati made a comment to that.
I onda je Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati dao komentar na to.
That's a guru's position.
To je pozicija gurua.
He engages all kinds of persons in his service, in his mission.
On uključuje sve vrste raznih slugu u svoju misiju, u svoju službu.
But he knows, you know, he has to give them certain titles.
Ali zna da im mora dati određene titule.
Some title, your temple president, your this Prabhu and that Prabhu, or Maharaj.
Even. Ti si hramski predsjednik, ti imaš ovu titulu, onu titulu,
GBC,
neko je čak i Maharaj.
No, because if you get a good position, even if the job is hard, you know, they will not leave.
Neko je član upravnog odbora, jer onda i ako posao bude težak, on zna da oni neće otići.
And then they will stay.
Da će ostati.
But if everybody will be like a communist, you know, everyone the same, no rights, just work.
Kad je bilo u komunizmu, nema nikakvih prava, samo vi radite.
And ultimately it will collapse and nothing will happen.
Ona konačno sve bi to kolapsiralo i ništa ne bi desilo.
Therefore communism didn't work.
I zbog toga komunizam nije proradio.
Because they had no opportunity to rise.
Jer ljudi nisu imali mogućnost da napreduju, da se uzdižu.
No. Because classless society means, you know, you always stay on the bottom. No chance not to go up.
Društvo besklasno, bez klasa, znači nema šanse da napreduješ gore, zato uvijek mora da budeš dole, na dnu.
And Prabhupada knew about that, so if he would always leave everyone, you know, tell everyone, oh, you're just a nonsense, and nothing, dasa, dasa, anudasa.
I Srila Prabhupada je znao to. I ako bi rekao ljudima, vi ste bezveznjaci, budale, vi ste samo sluga od sluge, od sluginog sluge.
So you're just a nothing and always stay a nothing.
Vi ste ništa i uvijek ćete ostati ništa.
If you repeat this every day to a person, you know, or again and again, then how many would stay in this Krishna consciousness movement or in this mission?
I kad bi to ponavljali dan za danom, koliko ljudi bi ostalo u ovoj svjesnosti Krišna i ovom pokretu, u ovoj misiji?
Although this is maybe our philosophy, you know, to be dasa, dasa, anadasa, removed one a million time.
Iako je to možda zaista naša filozofija da budemo sluga od sluge, od sluginog sluge vraćeno milion puta u nas.
That means almost with no chance. rare chance, you know, to do some little service, you know.
To znači da praktično nemamo nikakve šanse da uradimo neku službu, možda neku majušnu.
So, Prabhupada, therefore he wanted to establish an institution to give everyone a facility to rise and to get take up a certain very important job.
I zbog toga je...
And position.
Srila Prabhupada želeo da ustanovi instituciju u kojima će dati mogućnost ljudima da prihvataju veoma odgovorne službe i pozicije i misiju.
And although Prabhupada knew they will leave,
iako je Srila Prabhupada znao da će oni otići,
they will not stay maybe as CBC or sannyasi or temple president.
Da možda neće ostati kao član upravnog odbora ili hramski predsjednik ili sannyasi.
He still gave them the position.
Još uvijek im je davao.
And they left.
Pozicije, ali iako su
but many
odlazili,
of them came back, you know, because ultimately in the material world they could not make a career.
Ali na kraju krajeva neki mnogi su se vratili, jer u materijalnom svijetu nisu mogli da naprave takvu karijeru.
Because once recognized by Krishna, you're materially lost. Your karma is finished. Sorry.
Jer jednom ako vas Krishna prepozna, onda vaš materijalni život je gotov, karma je uništena, izvinite.
You maybe can try, you know, but you will not succeed.
Maybe?
You can maybe try to make a career in the material life.
A možda možete pokušati da napravite karijeru u materijalnom svijetu, ali nećete uspjeti.
But most of the time it is not working.
I u većini slučajeva to ne funkcionira.
Because Krishna wants to give you a special mercy. He already gave you a special mercy.
Jer Krishna želi da vam da specijalnu milost. U stvari, to sam je dao.
And he doesn't want that you fall back into this Maya samsara.
I ne želi da se vratite u taj krug.
He wants to bring you back home, back to his lotus feet, back to his eternal service in Goloka.
Želi da vas vrati u večnu službu njegovih lotusovih stopala na Goloki.
Therefore, Prabhupada, one time, one disciple in or temple president or somebody in India, he told Prabhupada, you know, Prabhupada here in India, and cannot deal with these Indians. They're all cheaters.
Jedan hramski predsjednik je došao kod Šila Prabhupada u Indiji, u Indiju, i tamo kad je bio Šila Prabhupada, rekao mu je Šila Prabhupada, pa ja uopšte ne mogu da funkcionišem, da sarađujem s ovim Indijcima, oni stalno varaju.
I cannot trust anyone here, you know. They cannot make with anyone a real deal.
Ovdje ne mogu da vjerujem nikome, s nikim ne mogu da napravim neki dogovor.
And the Indian can even promise me and look you in the eye, yes, Prabhu, surely I will supply you everything. And then in the end, you know, he cheats you completely.
I rekao, Indijci ovi čak me gledaju u oči i kažu, ma Prabhu, nema nikakvih problema, sve ću uraditi kako smo se dogovorili, i opet me preći.
Srila Prabhupada, I cannot deal with these kind of people, please let me go to the West.
Šila Prabhupada, ja ne znam kako da radim s ovim ljudima, molim te, vrati me na zapad.
Ne, Prabhupada said, what do you mean? I'm also Indian.
A Šila Prabhupada rekao, a šta ti misliš, ja sam također Indijac.
But actually you're right, you know, I also tricked all of you, you know, into this process.
Ali u stvari ti si u pravu, ja sam prevario sve vas da dođete u ovaj proces.
If you will tell you the very beginning, you know, what deal you will make, what will come upon you, you know, you will never join.
Jel, da sam ja na početku rekao šta će sve da vam dođe, nikad vi ne bi došli ovdje.
Nobody would join.
Niko se ne bi pridružio.
Prabhupada would tell the complete truth about the whole process, you know, the scientific and the whole surrendering and all the austerities and ups and downs and all the service and mission. Thank you, that's not for me.
Da je Šila Prabhupada na početku rekao sve te strogosti, ciljeve, misiju, odricanja, svi bi rekli, hvala ti lepo.
So why we ultimately become attracted? Because somebody was just feeding you up, you know, with halava and the prasadam, not?
I na kraju krajeva, zašto se mi pridružili? Zato što nas je neko hranio sa prasadamom, sa halavom.
Or maybe give you already from the very beginning a nice job.
Ili možda nam je od samog početka dao veoma dobar posao.
Of course, not all the time.
Naravno, ne baš uvek.
But many times it happens like that.
Ali puno puta se tako
dešava. Or we like nice association and the atmosphere in the temple, a nice melodic kirtans.
Ili volimo lepo druženje, lepo atmosferu u hramu, lepe melodiozne kirtane.
But then later on, you know, if we would know, you know, that we have to go a whole life, you know, on mission, distributing books and preaching, converting people.
Ali kasnije kad bi znali da trebamo imati neku misiju deljenja knjiga, propovedanja, preopraćanja ljudi.
Distributing books that nobody wants.
Da delimo knjige koje niko ne želi.
It's not in demand of these books.
Jer niko ne traži te knjige.
They're nowhere on a bestseller list.
Nigde nisu na bestseller listi.
We have to go out in this weather like today, you know. Eight, nine hours.
Da treba da idemo napolje kao po ovakvom vremenu, ko što je danas, 8-9 sati.
But we did it.
Ali mi smo to radili.
Some broke, some left, some came back.
Neki su se slomili, neki
some,
su otišli.
Some succeeded.
Neki su se vratili, neki su uspjeli.
In general, actually, it's a very good school. You know, it's like a recruit school in the army.
Ali zapravo, to je jako dobra škola. To je kao škola za regrute u vojsci.
Everyone should go through a recruit school, also in Krishna consciousness.
I svako treba da prođe regrutsku školu i u svjesnosti Krišne.
To learn, you know, at least for a few months or 1 year or 2 years, you know, brahmachari life, strict sadhana, going out and distributing books.
Bar nekoliko mjeseci ili godinu, dve, striktna sadhana, ide napolje da deli knjige.
Because this you will never forget, isn't it?
Yes.
Even after after many, many years, you always think back, oh, how nice time.
Yes.
That's late.
Rekao je Guru Maharaj, onda osoba, čak i posle puno godina, kad prođe, razmišljat će, kako je to vreme lepo bilo. I onda je pitao, ali tako? Ja mislim da je tako.
So it practically molds your whole life.
I to praktično
forming your
to praktično formira ili modelira vaš celokupni život.
It gives you a good line, you know, good. Then you learn how to fix.
I to vam daje veoma, veoma jednu dobru liniju, vodilju i naučite kako da se utemeljite.
Therefore, book distribution we also call yoga, Sankirtan yoga.
I zbog toga mi deljenje knjiga nazivamo yoga ili Sankirtan yoga.
You have to fix your mind, you know, to absorb yourself in it.
Trebate da usredsredite svoj um da bi se apsorbovali u to.
And I can tell everyone of you, and those who have experience, even if you're in big position, I ask everyone, if you think that you're fired up today in your sadhana or in your Krishna consciousness, go out for 1 hour and with a few books of Srila Prabhupada and try to distribute. Then you see in which consciousness you are.
Ja čak i danas kažem velikim menadžerima, velikim vođama, koji, čak i da ste dobro usredsređeni u sadhani, da lepo sve ide vam i mantranje, probajte da izađete nekoliko sati, da uzmete nekoliko Šila Prabhupadovih knjiga, da izađete napolje i onda ćete tek vidjeti u kakvoj ste svjesnosti.
You may be very proud that you chant 64 rounds.
Možda ste veoma ponosni da mantrate 64 kruga.
Or even 3 times 64.
Ili 3 puta 64.
Or even 16 round concentrated and rise early in the morning and do all full sadhana.
Ili 16 krugova koncentrisano, ustajete rano ujutro, sprovodite kompletnu sadhanu.
But the test is you go out on the street, you know, meeting the people there, you know, people who are not Krishna conscious.
Ali pravi test je izađi napolje i priđi ljudima koji nisu svjesni Krišne.
People who didn't order you to come and deliver something in their home, no pizza delivery.
Priđi sa knjigama u rukama ljudima koji te nisu naručili da dođeš kod njih u kuću kao što naručuju pice.
This is actually the most heavy task, you know, the most heavy task.
I to je zapravo najteži zadatak.
To go out, najteži. You know, to distribute something that people didn't order from you.
Da odete napolje da ljudima delite nešto što nisu naručili od vas.
Because they don't feel a demand for it.
Jer oni ne osjećaju potrebu za time.
That is what Prabhupada told. People are not coming to the temple. That doesn't mean, you know, that we should let them keep in Maya. No, we will bring the temple to them.
Srila Prabhupada je rekao, ljudi ne dolaze u hramove. Da li znači to da ćemo ih ostaviti u Maji? Ne. Mi ćemo otići napolje i donećemo hramove njima.
That means people are not coming, get the idea to become Krishna conscious or to read something about Krishna. Okay, devotee thinks, okay, then I will go to them. I will bring them a book. They will not come to the temple to get a book, so I will bring it to them.
I pošto ljudi ne dolaze u hram da uzmu knjige i da postanu bakte, zbog toga bakta razmišlja, e, pa onda ću ja otići do njih i doneći im knjigu.
That service, maybe we will not never do it in the dream. We will never like to do it.
To je služba koju možda čak i u snovima nismo htjeli da radimo.
No way.
Da, ni na koji način.
Even with a 5000 euro salary, most people would deny to accept such a job.
Čak i da date platu od 5000 eura, mnogi ljudi bi odbili da rade takav posao.
I mean 5000 euro in a month salary. You know. Not year salary, 5000 in a month.
A in a month? Aha, 5000 eura za jedan mjesec.
No. Most people will not do it.
I opet većina ljudi to ne bi radili.
It's so tough because you cannot expect.
To je tako teško zato što ne možete očekivati ništa.
Routine is finished on the road.
Sa rutinom je gotovo na ulici.
You cannot plan how your day will come out if you are out on the road with Prabhupada's books in the hand.
Ne možete predvidjeti kako će dan da se odvija kad imate Šila Prabhupadove knjige na ulici u rukama.
You have to every day is different.
Svaki dan je različit.
I always say, you may be distributing one day 100 book, but the next day, you start with zero.
Možda ćete jedan dan podeliti 100 knjiga, ali sljedećeg dana krećete opet od nule.
You don't take the 100 books, you know, to the next day.
Ne možete da prinesete tih 100 knjiga na sljedeći dan.
It's not a guarantee that next day also sell or distribute 100 books.
Nema garancije da ćete sljedećeg dana opet podijeliti 100 knjiga.
It's actually a surrendering process.
I to je zapravo proces predavanja.
It's a heavy surrendering process.
I to je proces teškog
but
predavanja.
But because it's a heavy surrendering process, it's also great mercy there.
Ali pošto je to težak proces predavanja, također je velika milost unutra.
And you immediately can see how much you are actually fired up.
I odmah možete da vidite koliko ste zagrejani za to.
And you will be surprised, you maybe think, oh, I chanted nicely today, I read, and I gave a nice fired up class, you know, but if you're out there on the road, then everything becomes foggy, not so clear, or if you start to shake or afraid, or the people will say no, and the next also no, go out of my way.
I onda, iako se tog jutra ustali rano, veoma usredsređeno mantrali, dali predivnu lekciju, izađete na ulicu i sve vam je onako zamagljeno, prvi kaže ne, drugi kaže ne, treći kaže more, bre, bežim iz puta.
And the thing is, you cannot even make a show on the road.
I još
because there's no
stvar,
publicum, you know. There's no nobody there who gives you applause.
Ne možete praviti show na ulici zato što nema publike, niko neće da vam aplaudira tamo.
You're only you and all the people there who have to face, you know, and to give them a book, you know. And Krishna, of course, you know, the super soul.
Tamo ste jedino vi i ljudi kojima trebate dati knjige i naravno nad duša.
No publicum to whom you can show something, you know.
Nema publike kojoj možete nešto pokazati.
So we cannot make a show.
Ne možemo napraviti show.
You have to be really yourself.
I tamo moramo biti zaista ono što jesmo.
Fully dependent on Krishna and Guru.
I da potpuno zavisimo od Krishne i Gurua.
And try your best and be dependent, you know.
I da pokušamo najbolje što možemo i da budemo zavisni.
And then the burst after all is, even if you have big result in the evening, you know, you give everything to Guru and Krishna. I have nothing.
I najgora stvar, kad dođete uveče, onda sve te rezultate iz tog knjiga koje ste podelili, predate Guru i Krišni, ništa ne ostane za mene.
This is Brahmachari life. As Grihastha, we of course, you know, we go out and then of course we are very happy. I have a whole pocket of money here, you know, so it's, I can maintain my family.
To je Brahmachari život. A kao Grihastha, idemo napolje i onda se vratimo kući i kažemo, baš je lepo, jedno brdaš se para ovdje, imat ću dovoljno da državam svoju porodicu.
And the more you make, the more you feel successful and happy.
A što više para tako zaradite, to se sve više osjećate uspešni i sretni.
And you already start to calculate, so much I will have now to my endeavor, and tomorrow I will endeavor more, so it will become more and more.
Onda već proračunate, aha, toliko sam zaradio danas, a toliko ću da ću uradim sutra, onda ću imati, da uložim sutra, onda ću imati sve više i više.
And we already calculate, and you can already calculate it, and if it goes on like that, very soon I will be a millionaire.
I onda nastavite da kalkulirate, da računate, ako se nastavi ovako, uskoro ću da postane milioner.
And you should not think if you are a million you will be satisfied. No, I have only 1 million, you know. So now if 1 million will work, no, then we should now try for 2.
Ali nemojte misliti da ćete biti zadovoljni kad budete imali 1 milion. Pa čekaj, imam samo jedan, pa ajde da zaradim i drugi.
That's your right.
I to je vaše pravo.
That's completely natural.
To je potpuno prirodno.
Like we thought, you know, if I can distribute one book, you know, then why not two?
Baš kao što mi smo razmišljali, ako podelim jednu knjigu, pa zašto ne dve?
And if I can distribute two books to one person, then why not three or four?
I ako podelim dve knjige jednoj osobi, pa zašto ne tri ili četiri?
And ultimately we learned, you know, how to distribute whole sets to the people.
I na kraju smo naučili kako da delimo čitave komplete knjige ljudima.
But everything started with one.
A sve je počelo sa jednom.
At the beginning, the devotees, if you read, Satsvarup Maharaj's book about book distribution, beginning time in America.
Ako čitate knjigu Satsvarup Maharaja o početku deljenja knjiga u Americi,
then you can read there in the beginning, although Prabhupada, he always requested devotees to distribute the big books, they never had the courage to do it. They had no knowledge, no realization, no experience to do it.
Tamo možete vidjeti, iako je Šila Prabhupada ohrabrivao bhakte da dele velike, debele knjige, oni to nisu mogli da urade, nisu imali hrabrosti, nisu imali toliko znanja, realizacija.
Because I always thought, it's not possible. Who will buy such a big book? 400, 600 pages.
Jer mislili su, pa to nije moguće. Ko će kupiti tako veliku knjigu sa 400 ili 600 strana?
Half of the book full of Sanskrit and Bengali.
A pola knjige je onako puno Sanskrita i Bengalija.
Who will buy this book, you know?
Ko će da kupi te knjige?
That's, and who will even take it for free? Not to speak of paying the price for it.
A ko će da ih uzme iza džabe, a šta da pričamo da ih kupi?
So they didn't even try it.
Tako da nisu čak ni pokušali.
And for what they did, they thought, oh, okay, magazine is possible, so we do distribute some Back to Godhead magazines, and then this came out okay. Or then some soft, small books.
I kako su razmišljali? Pa ajde neke magazine mi da prodajemo časopise. I onda su to počeli, rekli su to je u redu. Imali su neke male onako knjige sa tankim koricama.
But then later on, some devotees thought, Yeah, if I can distribute a small book or a magazine, then if I endeavor with the same way with a big book, then they maybe also take.
I onda neki bakte tokom vremena spoče da razmišlja, pa čekaj, ako delim već ovaj časopis ili ovu knjigu sa mekanim koricama malu, pa što ne probaj sa malo većom knjigom?
After all, the problem is not in the mind of the people, it's in our own mind.
Na kraju krajeva problem nije umovima ljudi, nego u našem sobstvenom umu.
Because we all know, we limit ourselves.
Jer kao što znamo, sami sebe ograničavamo.
So if you are open yourself and say, actually nothing is impossible, everything can be possible by Lord Chaitanya's and Guru's mercy, so let's try.
I ako otvorite sebe i kažete, pa ništa nije nemoguće, sve je moguće milošću gospodina Gorangije i milošću Gurua, hajde da probam.
And let's become surprised.
I hajde da postanem iznenađen.
Heißt die Überraschung ist die Mutter des Genusses. The surprise is the mother of enjoyment. Das ist Vielfältigkeit des Mutter des Genusses. Was ist Surprise? Überraschung ist die. Surprise makes the life sweet.
Iznenađenja čine život slatkim.
Überraschung macht das Leben süß. Padmavati. Überraschung macht das Leben süß. So then, therefore, let's let ourselves surprise, and then we just try. And then it happened, because Krishna reciprocates with your surrendering. Yetamam prabhatyante, tamstathai bachamiham.
I onda rekli su, hajde da budemo iznenađeni. I onda stvarno Krišna je uzvratio i bili su bhakti iznenađeni, jer Krišna je rekao, kako mi se neko preda, tako ga nagrađujem.
Like when we distributed over 500 books the first time, and Prabhupada heard, immediately wrote letter. Oh, thank you very much, very nice. Krishna responds according to how you surrender to him. Yetamam prabhatyante, tamstathai bachamiham.
Kad je Guru Maharaj zajedno sa još jednim bhaktom podelio prvi put preko 500 knjiga, onda je Šila Prabhupada poslao pismo u kome je rekao, tako lepo, hvala ti jako puno.
So, surrendering process again.
Znači, opet tu je proces predavanja.
Actually, we cannot surrender directly to Krishna, but we can surrender to his devotional service.
Mi ne možemo da se predamo direktno Krišni, ali možemo da se predamo njegovom predanom služenju.
Because if you surrender devotional service is not different from Krishna, that's actually surrendering to Krishna.
Jer ako se predamo predanom služenju, predano služenje zapravo nije različito od Krišne i to je zapravo predavanje Krišne.
That's direct surrender.
I to je direktno predavanje.
Don't try directly to surrender to Krishna in to become a gopi or I don't know what. Try to surrender to Krishna's lotus feet means to his devotional service, that means to his mission or that what the guru has given you for kind of responsibility.
Nemojte direktno da probate da se predate Krišni ili njegovim lotosovim stopalima, već se predajte onoj misiji koju vam je dao duhovni učitelj.
This a high to key without motive, false motivation.
I to bez lažnih motiva.
Of course, in the beginning always maybe there's some motivation.
Naravno, na početku su uvijek možda tu neki motivi.
But ultimately they cannot stay, otherwise it will break you. So it will ultimately force us in a positive way to surrender to Krishna.
Ali na kraju krajeva te motivacije ne mogu ni ostati jer bi nas lomile, tako da će nas one primorati da se predamo Krišti.
By surrendering to devotional service.
Tako što se predamo predanom služenju.
Surrendering to Sri Guru's instruction.
Tako što se predamo instrukcijama Sri Guru.
Actually surrender.
I to je zapravo predavanje.
Therefore we surrender every day.
I zato se mi predajemo svaki dan.
Chanting, to the reading,
mantranju, čitanju,
worshiping the deities,
singing, obožavanju božanstava, pevanju pesama.
Although we do this every day the same thing, you know, doesn't become boring because it becomes blissful.
I to iako radimo svaki dan nikad ne postane dosadno, već postane blaženo.
And steadily has to be, and therefore we become attached to it, that we steadily have to keep apratiyata, without interruption.
I zbog toga što postanemo privučeni time i privrženi tome, onda to postane bez prekida, neprestano.
This kind of service or service attitude or dharma will satisfy the soul. Yenatma suprasidati.
I ta vrsta službe ili takav stav služenja će zadovoljiti dušu.
So that's actually the process what Lord Chaitanya wanted to give to the people or what he instructed to his followers.
I to je zapravo proces koji je gospodin Chaitanya hteo da da ljudima i kome je podučio svoje sledbenike.
Therefore Krishna consciousness spreads.
I zbog toga se svjesnost Krishne širi.
Because Lord Chaitanya had the desire.
Zato što je gospodin Chaitanya imao želju.
And he wanted to do something, but no incarnation, no mission ever did before.
I zato je želeo da uradi nešto što nijedna inkarnacija pre njega nije uradila.
He wanted to give freely Krishna consciousness to everyone.
Želeo je da potpuno slobodno i
without
da,
asking who is qualified and who is not.
Bez postavljanja pitanja ko je kvalifikovan,
where such distribution should take place and where not.
Ili gdje bi trebalo to da se deli, a gdje ne.
Lord Chaitanya with his Panchatattva members spread Krishna consciousness equally everywhere.
Gospodin Chaitanya sa svojim Panchatattva sledbenicima
deli kind of people became drowned in this ocean of mercy.
Pratiocima deli svjesnost Krišne svuda i zato svi postanu uronjeni u to. U tu milost.
The lucky ones that were swimming on the surface of the ocean, and those who were most lucky, most happy, they were drowning in it.
Oni koji su bili srećni, oni su plivali na površini tog okeana, a oni koji su bili najsrećniji, oni su uranjali duboko u taj okean.
So, but everyone was somehow other in contact with this ocean of the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda.
Ali svako je na neki način bio u kontaktu sa tom okeanom, sa tim okeanom milosti gospodina Chaitanya i gospodina Nityananda.
And Nityananda was even so merciful that he brought even this a canal, you know, channel he made to every house in Bengal.
A gospodin Nityananda je bio tako milostiv da je napravio kanal do svake kuće u Bengalu.
He's Balaram. He has a plow.
On je Balaram, on ima plug.
Haladhara rupa. Haladhar means he has a wielder of the plow.
Haladhara znači nosilac pluga.
So he has a plow in his hand and with this plow, he's not just in this time as Nityananda, he didn't plow the field for agriculture.
U to vrijeme Nityananda nije sa tim plugom orao, bavio se zemljoradnjom.
No, he made this furchen, how say furche, wo man die Saat reingießt, weißt du?
Brazde.
Yeah, but the farmer does, you know, with the plow, you know. How we call this?
Brazda.
Blasta. He made a blasta, you know. And he brought it, he made so many blastas in different directions into the houses of the people. And this way, you know, this water of the mercy ocean of Lord Chaitanya came there.
I gospodin Nityananda, on je sa svojim plugom pravio brazde do kuća svih ljudi, tako da tu je mogla da teče voda iz okeana milosti gospodina Chaitanya.
And he knocked on everyone's door.
I on je kucao na svačija vrata.
And he chanted and he danced and he with his associates together.
I pevao je i plesao sa svojim pratiocima zajedno.
Performed different dramas. Lila dramas.
Izvodili su različite predstave, drame, zabave.
Some people opened, some people didn't open.
Neki ljudi bi otvorili, neki ne bi otvorili.
But in any way, they became overflooded.
Ali bilo kako bilo, postali su preplavljeni.
So because they didn't, Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, they didn't ask, you know, you're ready for it or you're not ready.
Jer gospodin Chaitanya i gospodin Nityananda nisu pitali jesi ti spreman za milost ili nisam.
That's also the book distributor mood. We are not we should not think, oh, are the people are ready now for these books or not.
I mi kao delioci knjiga ne trebamo misliti, u, ali su ljudi spremni za ove knjige ili nisu.
No, they will never be ready.
Oni nikad neće biti spremni.
So, but we will make them ready by giving them the book. Then we will become qualified.
Ali mi ćemo ih načiniti kvalifikovanim tako što im damo knjigu.
Because somebody who gets books, you know, they will also sooner or later get some, will read them and will become benefited.
Jer oni koji dobiju knjigu, oni će prije ili kasnije da ih pročitaju i dobit će blagodit od toga.
Of course, to Lord Chaitanya's time there was no book distribution.
Dobrobit. Naravno, u doba gospodina Chaitanje nije bilo deljenja knjiga.
They were just singing and dancing.
Bilo je samo pevanje i plesanje.
And maybe speaking with some people about Krishna.
I možda razgovori sa nekim ljudima o Krišni.
Books were only available from since the second generation of the devotees after Lord Chaitanya.
Ali knjige su postale dostupne od druge generacije bhakta nakon gospodina Chaitanya.
First book distributor in the Vaishnava history of Gaudiya Vaishnava is Srinivas Acharya.
Prvi delac knjiga u vaishnavskoj istoriji je Srinivas Acharya i Narottam Das Thakur.
Because they took the heavy mission from their guru, Jiva Goswami, Shiksha Guru, to bring books to Bengal.
Jer oni su prihvatili tu tešku misiju koju im je dao njihov guru Jiva Goswami, da knjige prenesu iz Vrindavana u Bengalu.
Actually, since that time, book distribution became somehow popular amongst the devotees or those who were knowers or interested in Krishna consciousness.
I od tog vremena deljenje knjiga se je raširilo među onima koji su postali bhakte i koji se zanimaju za svesu Krišne.
But then after that, again, this went sleeping again, this process. Most people didn't show the interest.
A nakon toga taj proces nekako uspavao, zato što ljudi nisu pokazivali interesovanje.
Sahajaism took more over. And ruined everything, the faith of the people in bhakti.
Sahajiluk je počeo da preovladava i da kuca na vrata mnogih ljudi.
Sentimental Vaishnavas, so-called Vaishnavas.
Pojavili se mnogi takozvani Vaishnave koji su u stvari bili jako sentimentalni.
And therefore Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he desired, you know, to have this son, ray of Vishnu.
I zbog toga je Šila Bhaktivinoda Thakur želeo da ima tog sina koji bi bio zrak Vishnu.
Because then Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he became his son.
I onda
je Acharya.
Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur postao njegov sin i postao i veliki Acharya.
And he established many mats, many temples and also printing presses.
I uspostavio je puno matova, puno hramova, puno mašina za štampanje knjiga.
And he called the printing presses Brihad Mridanga.
I on je zvao mašine za štampanje Brihad Mridanga.
Because the Mridanga was only heard in the temple or a little around it, the neighborhood maybe there will become like it or don't like it. In your place they like it. Here maybe they don't like it so much.
I onda mridange bi se čule.
But people will hear.
Da u samo ovako okruženju, negde u komšiluku to vole, negde ne vole, ali ljudi bi to čuli.
But the Brihad Mridanga you hear everywhere.
Ali Brihad Mridanga se čuje svuda.
It goes far and wide, everywhere.
Ide na veliko i naširoko, so svuda se
širi. Distribution, so many people who don't have opportunity to hear kirtan can get the kirtan in form of Prabhupada's purports.
Tako da mnogi ljudi koji nisu mogli da čuju kirtan, oni su dobili kirtan u obliku komentara u Šrila Prabhupadovim knjigama, njegovih komentara.
My books, my purports are also kirtan. It's written kirtan.
Srila Prabhupada je rekao, moji komentari su također kirtan, oni su pisani kirtan.
So therefore it's also kirtan. It's also glorification. It's also everything is kirtan in the Vaishnava process.
Tako da sve je u stvari kirtan u vaishnavskom procesu.
Actually in Vaishnava, about in Vaishnavas, we are not so much interested in bhajan, we are more interested in kirtan.
Mi kao Gaudija Vaishnave nismo zainteresovani toliko za bhajan, koliko smo zainteresovani za kirtan.
Because bhajan and raga is a raga nuga. But in the devotees who are in the mood of spreading Krishna consciousness, they do this through kirtan.
Jer bhajan je više onako za raga, za taj raga nuga spontani nivo, a bhakte koji vole da šire svesnost Krishna, oni više vole kirtan.
And even though somebody is raga nuga, he can't, like Prabhupada, who was a certainly an Paramahamsa, he came down to the Madhyam platform for the sake of spreading Krishna consciousness.
I onda čak i da su neki tako uzvišeni bhakte na utama nivou, kao što je bio Šila Prabhupad, oni siđu na Madhyama nivo da bi širili svesnost Krishne.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he wrote in some of his books, he wrote that Gaudiya mission practically failed in their attempt to spread successfully, because they emphasize too much on Kanishtha or then on Uttama platform.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur je rekao u nekoliko svojih knjiga da je Gaudija Vaishnavizam nije uspeo u svojoj misiji, zato što da je omanuo, nije uspeo, zato što je previše naglašavao ili taj početni ili taj najviši nivo.
Because either we concentrate only on bhajan or raganuga and retire from activities in preaching or teaching others and going to Radhakund or to some holy place.
Što znači? Ili se priključimo tom najvišem nivou, samo pevamo bhajane, odemo na Radhakund.
Or then we just preach to new devotees, you know, Kanishta.
Ili samo propovedamo novim baktama koji su Kanishta.
but we actually we don't have the tools to train kanishtas to become madhyama.
Ali nemamo alat kako da treniramo kaništa da postanu madhyama.
Because who wants to do it?
Ko želi to da radi?
Because kanishta cannot become a madhya by himself.
Jer kanishta ne može sam da postane madhyama.
He has to meet the madhyama.
Mora da sretne
madhyama. But if the uttamas are only interested in uttama bhakti process, you know, and don't come to the madhyama platform to teach the process, you know, then how the kanishtas can become elevated?
A ako taj najviši bhakta ne sliđe na srednji nivo gdje podučavate najniže kako da se popnu na srednji nivo, kako će se oni popeti na srednji nivo?
So therefore that's a great gift of Prabhupada, the great sacrifice of Prabhupada did.
Tako da to je veliki poklon i velika žrtva to što je uradio Šila Prabhupada.
Because he was happily situated in Vrindavan.
Jer on je bio veoma srećno situiran u Vrindavanu.
He didn't have to come to the west.
Nije morao da dođe na zapad.
Especially in his age.
69,
almost 70 years old.
69, skoro 70 godina
bio star. Need for him to come to the west.
Nije bilo potrebe za njega da dođe na zapad.
Was actually very dangerous for his age.
I to je zapravo bilo veoma opasno za njegovo doba.
Because especially Indian, also to come to western country. Cold, it's very cold here.
Specijalno za Indijca da dođe u zapadne zemlje, tako je hladno.
In the 60s, you know, vegetarianism was almost unknown. It's only in some insiders were maybe in this mood of eating vegetarian food. But on the market, it was not available vegetarian food.
I vegetarianizam uopšte nije bio ni poznat širokim masama ljudi. Možda tu i tamo bi našli neke pojedince, ali niste mogli na pijaci da kupite tako puno povrća i razne druge stvari.
Especially people were not inviting Prabhupada to come.
Specijalno ljudi nisu ni pozvali Šila Prabhupada da dođe.
Still he came.
Ali još uvek došao je.
Although uninvited.
Iako ga niko nije pozvao.
Because his guru told him. He always had this feeling, yes, I have to do something for my guru. Because he had this great desire to spread Krishna consciousness to the English-speaking world.
Ali došao je zato što mu je to guru rekao. On stalno seća, moj guru je tako želeo da dođe na propovedam na engleskom govornom području.
Later on, Prabhupada was very eager to spread in the East Bloc countries and those. Of course, now it's not East Bloc anymore. Yugoslavia and Poland and Russia.
I kasnije, Šila Prabhupada je jako, jako želeo da propovede u zemljama istočnog bloka. Naravno, to više ne postoji, ali u to vrijeme Jugoslavija, Poljska.
He even wrote letters, you know, how to spread Krishna consciousness in Yugoslavia.
Čak je slao pisma kako širiti svesnost Krišne u Jugoslaviji.
No. Just have festivals.
Samo napravite festivale.
Likes to dance,
jer ovdje svako voli da peva, da pleše. Da ima neko dobar provod.
And feed them with Krishna prasadam.
I nahranite ih sa Krishna prasadam.
And if they become purified and satisfied with that, then they maybe ask, hey people, what kind of philosophy you have?
I onda ako postanu zadovoljni sa time i srećni, i onda mogu da vas pitaju, ej pa vi ljudi, kakvu vi filozofiju imate? I onda možete da im date knjigu.
It's very nice program. Prabhupada already gave this program in the 70s.
Srila Prabhupada je već dao taj predivan program još 70-ih.
Just kirtan, prasadam in connection with books.
Kirtan, prasadam povezan sa knjigama.
Ultimately, if the people just take to kirtan and to prasadam, then they also will start to read.
I na kraju krajeva, ako ljudi prihvate kirtan i prasadam, na kraju će početi da čitaju.
Then will become devotee.
I postaće bhakti.
So, and this is ultimately Lord Chaitanya's great desire.
I to je na kraju krajeva gospodin konačna želja od gospodina Chaitanya.
That's his great anxiety.
To je njegova velika teskoba.
How to save this world?
Kako da spase ovaj
How
svijet?
How appeared to deliver everyone?
Sad se pojavio da bi spasio svakoga.
I took a heavy load with fruits and with very valuable Krishna prema. Treasure with me to give freely, but the people are not interested.
Doneo sam veoma veliki i težak tovar plodova čiste ljubavi prema Krišni. Ja želim da ih podelim, ali ljudi to ne žele da prihvate.
So he was also again very depressed.
I onda je opet bio veoma depresivan.
Therefore he went to Haridas Thakur.
I zato je otišao kod Haridas Thakura.
Ask him, he was very sad. What should I do? Because people, as I appear now, and I try to spread the holy name and this Krishna consciousness, but not everyone is taking.
I bio je veoma tužan i rekao je Haridas Thakuru, pa šta ja da radim, evo, želim da dam te plodove, tu ljubav prema Krišni svima, ali niko to ne prihvata.
And then Haridas Thakur, as a natural devotee, he tried to pacify the Lord.
I onda Haridas Thakur, kao prirodni bhakta, želeo je da smiri gospoda.
And he told him, no, actually, the whole world is already delivered by your holy name.
I on, Haridas Thakur je rekao, ceo svijet je već oslobođen tvojim svetim imenom.
Because through your mercy, through your chanting, the whole world now knows the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Jer tvoja milošću, tvojim pevanjem, ceo svijet sada zna Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
And people even unconsciously or in Namabasa will become consciously or unconsciously will become benefited by hearing the holy name.
I ljudi će onda svjesno ili nesvjesno imati dobrobit od toga što čuju sveto ime.
It's always a benefit. Fire always burns if you are conscious or unconscious.
I uvek postoji dobrobit. Vatra uvek peče, da li dodirnete svjesno ili nesvjesno.
So you don't have to think about it. People will get the benefit by spreading this holy name, and also these books were also a printed holy name.
I uopšte ne morate da razmišljate da će ljudi dobiti dobrobit ako delite sveto ime i ove knjige koje su sveto ime u štampanom obliku.
So then Haridas Thakur also told Lord Chaitanya, by your mercy actually everyone is already liberated.
I onda je Haridas Thakur rekao gospodinu Chaitanji, tvoja milošću svako je već oslobođen.
I not only the moving living entities, even the non-moving are chanting your holy name.
Ne samo pokretna živa bića, čak i nepokretna živa bića pevaju tvoje sveto ime.
Even the trees and the stones and the mountains, because they give an echo if you chant holy name loudly, but this is actually their response to the chanting.
Čak i kamenje, drveće, planine, kad ti pevaš sveto ime, čini se kao da eho odjekuje, ali u stvari to oni pevaju sveto ime.
So therefore, Haridas told, everyone is already benefited. Everyone will be liberated.
I zato je Haridas rekao, svako je već dobio dobrobit i svako će biti oslobođen.
Lord Chaitanya thought, but then what will happen if everyone will become liberated?
I onda je gospodin Chaitanya pitao, šta će se desiti ako svako bude oslobođen?
What will happen? Then the whole universe will be empty.
Šta će se desiti? Cijel univerzum će se isprazniti, postaće prazan.
Haridas told, no, because then the all other living entities who are not on the conscious platform, who are not very much developed, will get the opportunity to take birth in the human form and in different species where they are able to hear the holy name.
I onda je Haridas tako rekao, ne, postoji jako puno živih bića koji su u polusvesnom stanju i koji će dobiti priliku da dobiju ljudska tela i u drugim oblicima života da se pojave i onda će se opet cijel univerzum napuniti.
Don't forget, you know, there are also so many subtle living entities, you know, who are around this earth atmosphere, no, who are not embodied now, they also need an opportunity to get the holy name and where they can become liberated. So they have to take birth in human society.
I nemojte zaboraviti da okolo ove planete Zemlja ima jako puno suptilnih bića koji nemaju grubo fizičko telo i koji samo čekaju priliku da dobiju ljudski oblik života. Tako da i oni ako pevaju sveto ime, bit će oslobođeni.
Actually, even the devas, the demigods, desire to take part in the human society, in the earth planet.
Čak i polubogovi žele da se rode u ljudskom društvu na planeti Zemlji.
Because they here they get the opportunity to read Prabhupada's books, to get the holy name, to chant Hare Krishna, to get the Krishna Prasadam.
Jer su čuli da mogu dobiti priliku da čitaju Šila Prabhupadove knjige, da pevaju sveto ime, da časte Krishna Prasadam.
So, this is a unique opportunity.
Ovo je jedinstvena prilika.
And we have now opportunity to use it, to follow the process by ourselves.
Mi imamo jedinstvenu priliku da sami sledimo proces.
Maybe we cannot spread much in this world, but we can try with ourselves and in our surrounding.
Možda ne možemo toliko proširiti širom cijelog sveta, ali možemo krenuti od sebe i od svog okruženja.
Or just by good example.
Ili dobrim primjerom da pokažemo.
Then the people will become benefited.
I onda će ljudi postati.
And if everyone is starting by himself, then the whole world gradually will change.
I ako svako krene od sebe, Postepeno će se ceo svet promeniti.
Don't try to save the whole world. Try to start with yourself and your near surrounding.
Nemojte pokušavati da promenite svet. Krenite od sebe i od svog okruženja.
And if that is not working, the near surrounding, then you can try to go to other places. Like Prabhupada, he tried the near surrounding in India, but then it didn't accept, then he went to the West.
A ako ne funkcioniš u vašem okruženju, onda promijenite mjesto. Kao Šila Prabhupada, probao je u Indiji, nije funkcionisalo i on je otišao na zapad.
Then when he became successful in the West, then he came back and then they accepted him somehow.
I onda kad je postao uspješan na zapadu, onda se vratio u Indiju, onda su ga nekako
prihvatili. Because they're very proud. Oh, I was Swamiji, Indian man, you know, he went to the West and he converted so many Westerners into white elephants, into Vaishnava.
I onda je rekao, oh, bili su jako ponosni, oh, to je naš Swamiji. Otišao je u Ameriku i načinio je toliko puno belih slonova. Preobratio ih je.
So, congratulations. He made our Hindu culture famous again.
Čestitam.
Even in the western countries.
On je načinio našu Hindu kulturu opet poznatom, čak i u zapadnim zemljama.
Because normally, you know, the western people from England and from Germany and from America, they went to India, you know, to convert everyone into Christianity.
Jer šta se obično dešavalo? Da su zapadnjaci tipa Nemaca, Francuza i ostalih odlazili u Indiju da bi ih preobratili da postanu hrišćani.
That's the first time, you know, that somebody actually, an Indian went to the Westerners, you know, and told them, hey, chant Hare Krishna.
Ovo je prvi put da jedan Indijac otišao na zapad i rekao zapadnjacima, hej, pevaj Hare Krishna.
Especially in big scale.
A specijalno na tako visokoj razini.
In big scale, you know. Previously, always there were little attempt.
Naravno,
only small,
ranije
small success.
Su bili neki mali tu pokušaj, ali nisu imali velikog uspeha.
Like there was one Haribol Ananda.
Baš kao što je bio jedan Haribol Ananda.
So he was always chanting on the marketplace, Haribol, Haribol.
On je uvijek po pijacama pevao Haribol, Haribol.
And ask everyone else in the chat, Haribol, Haribol.
I svakog je pitao da peva Haribol, Haribol.
So once he met an English man in Calcutta.
I jednom je sreo jednog Engleza u Kalkuti.
Oh, here's an English man. Haribol, Haribol.
Ovdje je Englez.
Hey, Haribol, Haribol.
I onda mu je to rekao.
But this Englishman, he looks strangely at him, you know. What is a strange fellow, what he wants from me?
Ali Englez ga je onda onako začuđeno pogledao, šta li ovaj čudak hoće od mene?
So go away from here, you know.
Briši.
He didn't understand what he meant, you know.
Nije shvatio šta on želi da mu kaže.
So he wanted to shake him off and go his way, you know. I'm English, you know. So
I žele da ga onako samo
odgurne. Don't speak English here, you know, with me.
Iako je bio onako ponosan, ma ja sam re Englez, gubi se.
He wanted to escape, go away from him, but then the Prabhu Haribol Ananda followed him. Haribol! Haribol!
I žele da pobegne od njega, ali Prabhu ga je pratio i vikao je Haribol, Haribol!
Finally, this English man asked another, you understand English, sir? Another one, you know, another Indian man.
I onda na kraju taj Englez pitao jednog drugog Indica, gospodine, prišite li engleski?
Can you please tell me what this fellow wants for me?
Molim vas, hoćete mi reći što ovaj tip hoće od mene?
He only asks, you know, to chant Haribol.
On samo želi, pitate da pevaš Haribol.
Oh, okay. Haribol. Then Haribol Ananda, he was so much blissful. Oh, Haribol, very nice. So then he went to the next. His mission was fulfilled.
I onda je Haribol Ananda bio tako blažen i onda je otišao kod sljedećeg i tome Haribol, Haribol, njegova misija je bila ispunjena.
So he was so much, just one Englishman, you know, he could, inspire him to chant Haribol.
Eto, jednog Engleza je inspirisao da peva Haribol.
Because normally English only came, you know, to convert people in Christianity.
Jer Englezi su običajno dolazili samo zbog toga da preobrate ljude u kršćanstvo.
So there were some small attempts in the direction Indian, from Indians, also with Westerners, but it was very small.
Tako da bilo je nekih malih pokušaja iz Indije da se preobrate i zapadnjaci, ali to je bilo jako malo nešto.
There was also one, what was his name? Also one of Lord Chaitanya's associates.
Bio je također jedan od
Gadadara,
gospodina Čajtanje, koji se zvao Gadadar.
He specialized in his preaching, you know, to inspire Qazis, Muslims, to chant Hari Bol or Hari Krishna mantra.
I taj Bhakta Gadadar Das, on je specijalizovao se za ove muslimanske upravitelje, Kazije, da ih preobrati da pevaju Hare Krishna.
So then he went to one particular Kazi.
I otišao kod jednog određenog Kazija.
Kazi knew him.
Kazi ga je znao.
So he asked what I can do for you today.
I Kazi je rekao, šta mogu raditi za tebe danas?
Gadadar, it all. I have only one request to your greatness.
I rekao je, imam samo jedan zahtev za vašu visost.
Please. With a straw in the mouth, I ask you only one, I have only one request, chant Hare Krishna.
Molim vas, sa slamkom ustima imam samo jedan zahtev. Molim vas, pevajte Hare Krishna.
And then the Qazi ruler, they had some choking relationship with it. He didn't took this Vaishnava very so, 100%, you know, together, you know. So there's funny fellows, you know, and they told him, please come tomorrow. Tomorrow I will, then if you come tomorrow to ask me, then I will chant Hare Krishna.
I ono taj Kazi, pošto onako imali su jako lep jedan i šaljiv odnos, i kada Kazi nisu moji vajištani, nisu baš svi svoji onako, i bili su mu simpatični, i onda je rekao, pa dobro, ajde, dođi sutra pa ću da pevam onda to tvoje Hare Krishna.
Then Gadadhar was in ecstasy. Oh, why tomorrow? You already chanted now, Hare Krishna.
I onda Gadadhar je upao u zanos i rekao, oh, pa zašto sutra pevao, već si pevao Hare Krishna.
Please continue.
Molim te nastavi.
Don't wait until tomorrow.
Nemoj čekati do sutra.
So, but then Prabhupada actually did, was really revolutionary.
I ono što je Srila Prabhupada uradio, to je zaista bilo revolucionarno.
Because he really thought in big scale.
Jer on je zaista posmatrao stvari sa jedne velike, visoke razine.
To give everyone the opportunity, because this was Lord Chaitanya's and his guru Maharaj's desire. They never thought small.
Jer to je bila želja njegovog guru i gospodina Chaitanya. Oni nikad nisu razmišljali na malo.
Because the plan was set by the Supreme Lord.
Jer plan je postavio svevišnji gospod
by those who are empowered by him.
I oni koji su bili opunomoćeni od njega.
How this plan cannot become fulfilled?
I kako taj plan ne može da, kako taj plan
it will become more and more manifested.
Kako taj plan da ne bude ispunjen? To će se manifestovati.
And the results are obvious more and more.
I rezultat je očigledan, sve više
although
i više.
It's maybe not as big as one expected.
Iako nije možda tako veliko kao što je neko očekivao.
Even one person in this age, you know, to chant Hare Krishna is already success.
Ali čak i jedna osoba u ovom dobu da peva Hare Krishna, to je već uspeh.
Now we have already so many and there are so many others in other places.
A ovdje imamo toliko puno bhakta i toliko puno bhakta ima na drugim mjestima.
Even in Tehran, you know, I heard there are hundreds of devotees, but of course they don't chant outside, but they're have their meetings.
Čak i u Teheranu čuo sam da ima stotine bakta. Naravno, oni ne pevaju napolju javno, ali imaju svoje sastanke.
In Turkey, in so many Muslim countries, even in China, there are so many devotees.
A u Turskoj, u China, Kini, čak ima toliko puno bakta.
Hong Kong, you know, one of the most materialistic city in the world. Singapur.
Hong Kong, Singapur, jedin.
Tokyo. Not to speak of European countries, so everywhere Krishna consciousness is gradually accepted.
Znači neki od najmaterialističkih gradova na svetu, pa čak i u Evropi vidimo da sve Krishna širi.
So, and the mission is not finished.
A misija nije gotova, nije završena.
The mission, this movement is still going on.
I zbog toga se ovaj pokret nastavlja.
And we can still be a part of it.
I još uvijek možemo biti dio toga.
The invitation is already here.
Pozivnica je već tu.
Now we have again opportunity. Marathon is coming.
Sad opet imamo mogućnost. Marathon dolazi.
We call it the Prabhupada Marathon.
Mi ga zovemo Prabhupada Marathon.
In December we make an endeavor to distribute books.
U decembru pravimo napor da delimo knjige.
Not only two, three, every one of you should try.
Ne samo dvoje, troje. Svako od nas bi trebao da proba.
At least to some people you can try to give them some books. You can also buy books. and distributed freely to somebody.
Svako od nas može pokušati bar nekoliko knjiga da prodaje ili da ih otkupimo pa da poklonimo nekome.
Then we also have the Gita Day.
Također imamo dan
Gita Jayanti, that's the 22nd, I think, this year, huh? December 22nd.
20th.
Or 20th. Yeah. Anyway.
Uh-huh. 20. decembra ove godine je dan kad izgovore na Šrimad Bhagavad Gita.
Few days before Christmas.
Nekoliko dana pred Božić.
It's on a Moksha Ekadasi day.
To je na dan Moksha Ekadasija.
Then on that day it's already traditional. We do some Gita Puja, chant some Gita mantras or slokas.
I na taj dan tradicionalno obožavamo Bhagavad Gitu, izgovaramo nekoliko stihova iz Bhagavad Gita.
Some artik, some pushpanjali.
Uradimo arotik, ponudu cveća.
And then go out and distribute them.
I onda idemo napolje i delimo ih.
You can also have many books here, you know, and worship them all and then distribute them.
Također ovdje možete imati puno knjiga, obožavati ih i onda ih deliti.
And you can of course already order now the books.
I naravno već sada možete naručiti knjige.
From Atma
Van.
Tu je Atma Prabhu. Van Prabhu.
So he has many books.
On ima puno knjiga.
Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, especially Gita, many other books.
Ima puno raznih knjiga.
So we should not let them rot away.
Ne trebamo dozvoliti
that they will become eaten up by the mice and insects.
Da ih pojedu miševi i insekti.
Because certain insects are very sharp to eat books, you know, paper.
Jer neki insekti veoma vole da jedu papir iz knjiga.
That's maybe why you have so many in your home. Because you have so many books there, they maybe eat them gradually up there. So, book box. So books is and it's a very nice experience.
I to je veoma jedno lepo iskustvo.
So just try it.
Samo probajte.
And you will see.
I videćete.
You will become happy and ecstatic.
Postaćete srećni i upašćete u zanos. So,
you will distribute.
Ti deliš?
I will try for marathon.
Yeah, of course.
Probaću za maraton.
Or for the Gita Jayanti day, at least you go. Srinivas goes. And even Padmavati, she's going and is always absorbed in. And she is already 93 years old.
93?
Yeah. How old?
Koliko imaš godina?
Yeah. 84. 84? Oh. look at her. Who will give her 84? You know, she looks like a young girl.
Teenager.
Yeah. Like teenager.
Gledajte, mada si Padmavati. Ko bi joj dao 84 godine, izgleda kao devojčica.
In comparison with her, you know, we are very young, but still feel so old.
U poređenju sa njome, svi mi smo kao mladići, ali se osjećamo jako stari.
She is so young, so old, and feels so young.
A ona je tako stara, osjeća se tako mlada.
You should really ask her about the secret, not me.
I zapravo nju trebate da pitate za tajnu, a ne mene.
Da, so, then any question?
Ima li pitanja?
Yeah.
I want to ask you this question about this blockade when we cannot cross to the people of Roboto Sakitan. Why is this in the car in the mind and what is the cause of this?
Možda privetiš.
Ja sam pitan, da su ja te blokade za Sakitan? Čemu da tome da ne možemo da pričemo ljudima, da ne možemo da imamo knjige velike, male?
There can be many causes, you know, fear.
Može biti puno blokada, puno uzroka, na primjer, strah.
Fear of the people, fear what to say.
Strah
mostly
od ljudi,
fear.
Strah šta reći, uglavnom je strah.
Because fear in general creates blockade.
Jer generalno, uzevši strah je taj koji kreira blokade.
Therefore, fear, how you can overcome fear by surrendering to Krishna.
I zato kako možemo savladati strah, tako što se predamo Krišni.
Because this process of surrendering to Krishna is called akutobhayam.
Jer proces predavanja Krišne se zove akutobajam.
It's a fearless process.
To je neustrašivi proces.
So don't be afraid if you go out to people that don't do anything.
Nemojte se bojati ako odete napolje, ljudi vam neće uraditi ništa.
And also kind of...
Who will?
Who said?
You have experience?
Imate iskustvo toga?
Da.
Anyway, you don't have to...
Too many Christians or communists, you know.
Anyway, you don't have to make friendship with them. Go to the next place.
Ne morate da se sprijateljite s njima. Odite na sljedeće mjesto.
And if a place is too much occupied by such kind of people, then go to another place. Like Prabhupada also did.
Ako je neko mjesto previše zasićeno takvim ljudima, samo odite na drugo mjesto. Srila Prabhupada je tako isto radio.
To a place where is more favorable.
Na mjesto koje je više povoljno, povoljnije.
Some places must be favorable, otherwise we'll make the place favorable by preaching.
Neka mjesta su povoljna, inače ćemo ih načiniti povoljnim svojim propovedanjem.
You make the place favorable.
Vi ste ti
koji... Cannot expect favor, that they are favorable now, so we will make them favorable, you know, in one way or another, make people favorable.
Vi ste ti koji trebate načiniti mjesto povoljnim, nije da će ono samo od sebe postati povoljno.
Like in Australia, what they did, because the people were not so much favorable, very much against.
Baš kao u Australiji, šta su uradili? Ljudi su bili protiv, nisu baš bili nešto za
then
onako.
Then they stopped book distribution and started food for life.
I onda su bakte zaustavili deljenje knjiga, i počeli su da dele prasadam kroz program Hrana za život.
Then with the time they opened restaurants.
I onda su otvarali restorane.
And then with the time they became so much popular that now book distribution and Harinam, everything is very much appreciated.
Tako da su tokom vremena postali toliko popularni da danas deljenje knjiga i Harinami su postali tako puno popularni.
Because love goes through the stomach.
Jer ljubav dolazi kroz stomak.
So if you cannot distribute books, then distribute prasadam this marathon, ako, this December. You can distribute halava or make some sweets and distribute somewhere.
Tako da ako ovom maratonu ne možete deliti knjige, onda možete deliti kolačiće. Napravite prasadam, halavu, kokos kuglice i delite
ljudima. You can either do it freely or even sell it.
Ili delite besplatno ili prodajte.
And in general, the people like the prasadam made by the devotees.
I generalno ljudi vole prasadam koji bakte napravi.
So this way they will become favorable.
I na taj način će oni postati povoljni.
Fill them up with popcorn.
Nahranite ih kokicama.
Popping them up. So then they will become so much ecstatic and then they will buy book from you.
Ispucketajte ih kokice i tako će postati povoljni i na kraju će kupiti knjige.
Yeah, some this funny popcorn man, you know, I like to buy a book, you know. He's so funny, you know, I want to know why he's so funny.
Aha, vidi ovaj kokičar, kako je neko interesantan čovjek. Aha. He's that one.
He's a popcorn man.
Aha. Naš Bhaktamarjan iz Splita.
Popcorn prasad.
On je taj bakta koji deli kokice.
He's the only popcorn prasad seller in the world.
On je jedini bakta prodavač kokica na svetu.
Not just ordinary popcorn, popcorn prasad.
I to ne bilo kakve kokice prasadam.
Stavili smo Jagannatha na
i ljudi dođu i kažu, ko je ovaj interesantan čovjek?
Yeah, Lord Chaitanya says you can also tax your brain, you know, and how you can somehow other give Krishna to others.
I gospodin Chaitanya rekao da možete malo da napregnete i svoj mozak, da smislite kako da date svest Krishne drugima.
There's maybe other ways also, so.
Postoje možda i drugi načini također.
Use your intelligence, your brain.
Koristite svoju inteligenciju, svoj mozak.
Prana, arta, dija, vača. With all these four things we should try to do something for the benefit of the people in general.
Svojim telom,
ultimate benefit.
Svojim telom, umom, životnom energijom probajte da uradite nešto za ljudi.
Shreya acharanam sadam. That's Lord Chaitanya advice.
To je savjet gospodina Čajtanje.
Itavacham na zapaljam, dehinam iha dehishu, pranairata diavacha, shraya charanam sada. Understand?
Probajte da uključite sve što posjedujete prana, to je životna energija ili životni vazduh, arta svoje bogatstvo, dija svoju inteligenciju i vača svoje reči.
That means iha.
Iha.
Iha iha dehishu dehi dehi nam iha dehishu. What means this?
Those who are embodied.
Yeah. Deha.
Deha is.
That means use your body, you know, to benefit those who are embodied in this material world.
I koristite svoje telo da pomognete onima koji su utelovljeni u ovome svetu.
Etavac channa sapalyam. That means etavac channa. Sapalyam. That means this bird has a, how say, great benefit in the human form.
Prvi deo stiha kaže da dobiti ljudski oblik života u ovome svetu je veoma velika dobrobit.
By performing this duty to do good to other embodied living entities.
I dužnost onoga koji je dobio ljudsko telo je da pomogne drugima koji su utelovljeni.
Life force,
sa svojom životnom snagom,
what everyone has, prana,
šta god da imamo, prana,
because without prana there's no life,
i bez prana nema života.
So everyone has some prana, and everyone who has some prana, he can preach, he can do something for others.
Svako ko ima neku pranu ili životnu energiju može propovedati i uraditi nešto za druge.
Prana, arta,
arta,
who has some achievement,
ko ima neka postignuća,
money or
novac,
or
poziciju.
Arta means general achievement.
Arta generalno znači postignuća.
Dija, intelligence.
Dija, inteligencija.
Vača, words.
I vača, reči.
They should be engaged in Shreya Achara.
To treba biti uključeno u Shreya Achara.
Good, then we stop.
Dobro,
late.
Staćemo.
No, actually not so late.
Kasno je, ma zapravo i nije baš. Tako kasno.
I remember that you explained once that we should distribute books to the people, but that we also try should try to stay in contact with them after that.
And yeah, contact.
According to this verse from Bhagavata, Nashta Preshu Abhadreshu, there are two Bhagavatas. There are book Bhagavata and the person Bhagavata. And you call this the second wave of Sankirtan. Mm-hmm. So if you can give us advice for this second wave, how to stay in contact with people and...
No, second wave starts with book distributors or anyone who knows some people by taking address. And then making appointments with them, to visit them, maybe to have some program or maybe just speaking. In the beginning, not so much about Krishna, but just to make contact, you know. Then, because they know that you are a devotee, gradually they will also. You can introduce to them gradually this process, you know, by installing an altar at home, how to cook prasadam, how to prepare food, and how to offer it. And also maybe some lectures, some reading or discussion about Krishna, about these books. And then maybe they also will start to buy books. And then gradually they will buy a whole set, you know, everything that is available. You can install a nice library in their room. And some nice altar like that. This is only possible if the devotees show them, you know, how to do it. They cannot get the idea from Prabhupada's books. So the devotees have to show them.
Pitaje Nanda Suta Prabhu, Guru Maharadža, govorio je ranije Guru Maharadža o tom drugom talasu deljenja knjiga, da kako idemo u Sankirtan, podelimo ljudima knjige, da dobro da uzimamo adrese, da ostanemo u kontaktu sa njima. I onda je pitao Nanda Suta Prabhu kako da ostvarimo u stvari taj kontakt i neki savjet, da koliko sam razumio, jel? To je to. I Guru Maharaj je rekao da je dobro da uzemo adresu, da ih kontaktiramo, da ih obiđemo s vremena na vrijeme i u početku da ne pričamo previše direktno, već tako neke stvari ovako uvodne, a onda vremeno možemo da im polako podučimo vještini kuvanja vegetarijanske hrane, kako da postave oltar u svojoj kući, kako da nude hranu. Neki put možemo da napravimo program u njihovoj kući, da održimo predavanje i tako da ih postepeno uzdižemo. Jer sami oni čitajući Šila Prabhupadove knjige to neće moći. Potreban im je bhakta.
Yeah, ultimately everything comes by contact, by knowing each other.
Na kraju krajeva sve ide kroz kontakt i tako što poznajemo jedni druge.
And even maybe these people also know some other people, then they will invite them once, and then in this way you can even increase, you know, or maybe they invite you to have a program there, and then you can start also to establish something there.
Jer ti ljudi s kojima dođete u kontakt, oni znaju neke druge ljude, pa će oni da pozovu te druge ljude, ti drugi ljudi će da pozovu opet neke druge ljude i tako možete ostati u kontaktu sa njima.
Yeah. Actually, the only place that I know where they did something like that in this direction was in Italy.
Zapravo, jedino mesto koje znam da su nešto radili u tom pravcu je Italija.
And of course in India.
I naravno u Indiji.
But in Italy, it's people are somehow other open.
Ali u Italiji na neki način ljudi su otvoreni, prijateljski.
The devotees always go in Doti and Sari.
Bhakte uvek idu u Sankirtanu, Doti, u Sari.
They always present themselves as devotees. So their people are anyway very pious there.
Uvek se predstavljaju kao bhakte. Ljudi su tamo jako pobožni i veoma poštuju bhakte.
In Switzerland we also tried a little in this, but it didn't function so good.
U Švajcarskoj smo isto malo to probali, ali nije baš funkcionisalo.
Because they're always a little, how to say, so discreet, you know, skeptical.
Jer ljudi
not so open.
Su tako malo skeptični, nisu baš toliko otvoreni.
Yeah. They're not bad people, you know, but they're just because there's so many things who are going around what they hear, you know. So then in one sense they're very friendly, but they're not very much open, you know, to that they invite you now in their home and that you have some program there.
I ljudi u Švajcarskoj u stvari nisu loši, ali su onako malo zatvoreni zato što su čuli jako puno stvari koje kruže u etru i onda oni onako nije baš da će vas pozvati kod sebe u kuću.
And here I don't know, you tried?
A ovdje ne znam kako ide, ali ste probali?
Tried with these public programs and after that we collect the addresses.
That's also a way, you know, how to
da, ovdje smo probali sa tim javnim programima, onda skupljamo adrese kasnije i tako to lepo ide i Guru Maharaj je rekao da, to je isto jedan od načina.
Nije napadno. Hmm? Kaže, nije napadno jer ljudi nisu protiv.
Ja, this way which Nanda Suta Prabhu mentioned, Bhaktin Branislava add that this is not, how we said, forcing, aggressive way or approach. And therefore people are accepting.
You know, you should never think that book distribution is an aggressive or forcing process.
Jedna stvar, nikad ne trebate misliti da deljenje knjiga na padački agresivan proces.
If you distribute books by hook and by crook or by force and pressure, it doesn't work.
Jer ako delite knjige kukom i motikom i na silu, to neće delovati.
Actually, for to distribute books successfully, you have to become very peaceful, very friendly, very soft. You have to know how much to push, how much not to push.
Da bi se delili knjige, morate postati veoma mirni, veoma prijateljski. To znate koliko onako da malo pogurate možda ili ne.
Really have to be awake.
Stvarno morate biti probuđeni.
Figure out how I can now convince, how to say, speak with this person or capture this person in order to get the attention on the books.
Da budete jako budni, da vidite, aha, kako sad ovu osobu da zainteresujem, da njenu pažnju uskrenem na ovu knjigu.
It's actually an, how to say, it's an peaceful force.
To je
it's
jedna,
a quiet force.
Jedna mirna i tiha sila.
It's nothing to do with pressure or with force in a cross muscular way.
to nema nikakve veze sa pritiskom i sa agresijom na način kao što to radi mišićima.
Actually have to be be quite spiritual to distribute books.
I zapravo morate biti veoma duhovni da biste delili knjige.
And clear and awake and all.
I veoma da vam je jasno sve u glavi, da ste budni.
Otherwise not possible.
Inače to nije moguće.
Never by force.
Nikad silom. Nikad pomoću sile.
Because we can spread Krishna consciousness in a forceful way, but in this way we can spread it 10 times more, but not in successful way.
Naravno, mi možemo širiti svjesnost Krišna na veoma snažan i jak način. Možemo se proširiti 10 puta više, ali to neće biti uspješan način.
But ultimately, quantity comes from quality.
Ali na kraju krajeva kvalitet dolazi, količina dolazi od kvaliteta.
Don't try to make quantity without quality.
Nemojte pokušavati da napravite količinu bez kvaliteta.
Otherwise people will only buy one time book and you never can come back to them.
Jer inače, jedan put će vam ljudi samo kupiti knjigu i nikad više.
Therefore don't cheat or don't rip people off. Always should always do in this mentality, you will meet them again. And then hopefully they will be ready to buy a book again.
I zato nikad nemojte da varate ljude ili da ih pljačkate, već na lep način im podelite knjigu i onda kad dođete opet, kupit će vam opet.
Or even maybe they invite you to their home and that you can have some program there.
Ili će vas možda
speaking more in a personal way.
Pozvati u svoj dom da tamo možete da napravite program i da malo više ovako lično pričate.
But it's only possible if you're very friendly and not in a cheating mood.
Ali to je jedino moguće u jednom prijateljskom, a ne u prevaranskom raspoloženju.
So if some of you want to get Gitas already now, then tomorrow you will bring some.
Ako neki od vas žele da uzmu nešto Gita.
20th I would say December is very soon, so you can already prepare to whom you can give.
Ako vam Prabhu može već sutra doneti Bhagavad Gita, jer 20. decembar se bliži, veoma je blizu, tako da može već da se napravi priprema ko će uzeti koliko.
So if you are interested, you can order from Atmavan.
Ako ste zainteresovani, da uzmete tu Atmavan, Prabhu.
Yeah, and please don't hesitate, at least one Gita you should take.
I molim vas, ne oklevajte, bar jednu gitu trebate uzeti.
Cheap anyway. Expensive. They're expensive.
Not so.
Cheap.
Very cheap.
Keep in comparing to other books.
That means you should take 10.
Trebate uzeti 10.
Previously, we always told, you know, we need not only to give people one set, we should think in double set, you know, spare set.
Ranije smo razmišljali, ja to vam pravo seći tog doba, Guru Maharaj, tada i Bhakti su razmišljali, ma ne treba ljudima damo samo jedan komplet, nego dva, jedan imaju za rezervu. Rezervu.
So we should not only have one Gita at home, we should have at least a spare Bhagavad Gita also.
Tako da ne trebaju kod kuće imati samo jednu Bhagavad Gitu, nego jednu i rezervnu da bude sa strane.
Goranga, how many Gitas we have in our home? I think at least 5 or 7.
Koliko imamo Gita u našoj kući? Bar jedno 5 ili 7.
In English and in German.
Na engleskom, nemačkom.
Each one 2 or 3 times, you know, because we have different rooms, so in this way don't have to go everywhere in other rooms, so I have in every room Bhagavad Gita.
U svakoj sobi imamo po Bhagavad Gita, da ne mora da idemo iz sobe u sobu, da je uzmemo.
And then Bhagavad Gita is on the altar.
Imamo Bhagavad Gita na oltaru.
So you have to leave it on the altar, so you don't need always to have a second. You cannot always take the book from the altar and read it. So you have another Gita also.
Imamo jednu na oltaru i onda da ne uzimamo stalno s oltara, imamo i druge koje čitamo.
Or like Samukanta with her husband, you know, they always buy, whatever books they buy, there's always two, the same. Because one she wants to read, one he. So they don't have to fight about which book, if I can read the book now or not.
Samukanta and?
Her husband, you know, uh-huh. So they always buy two books, you know, and whenever they buy a book, they buy two,
uh-huh.
Previously I, at least, I don't know.
U Švajcarskoj živi jedna Mataji koja se zove Samutkanta i ona i njen muž uvek kupe po dve knjige, da se ne bi svađali ko će da čita kad.
Like nowadays, people have more than one TV. They have one TV in their living room and TV in sleeping room.
Baš kao što danas ljudi imaju televizore više nego jedan. Ima jedan u spavaćoj sobi, jedan u dnevnoj sobi.
Because everyone wants to watch his own program.
Jer svako želi da čita svoj sopstveni program.
Because somebody wants to read Bhagavad Gita at the same time, so that you don't have to fight with each other, and because you don't maybe read the same page in the same day, the same time, so then better you have two books.
I zato da se ne bi svađali ko će kada čita Bhagavad Gita na kojoj strani, bolje da imate dve knjige.
Two books is also very good, you know, because in the German Sankirtan time, when we were on traveling, you know, that everyone the book in the hand, you know. And one was reading one verse with purport and the other one, and so that we don't have to give the book to each other. You know, everyone had the book in the hand so that we could read and listen.
I mi kad smo delili knjige u Sankitan vremenu, to je bilo u Nemačkoj, onda kad bi čitali Bhagavad Gitu, onda bi svako imao po jednu Bhagavad Gitu u rukama, da ne moralo da ide iz ruke u ruku, nego bi svako imao svoju i čitao bi ispred sebe.
Remember, Sarup.
Sjećaš se, Sarup.
The good old German time.
Dobra, stara nemačka vremena.
Those were the days, my friend, they hope in ever end. You know the text?
Only a little friend.
You can sing it?
No, I'm playing.
Only playing? Because I don't know the whole text.
Refren kaže, to su bili
actually, I printed out the text last time from internet, but I don't have it with me now. Next time I can bring it with me.
Pesma kaže u refrenu.
You know it in Serbian?
No.
To su bili dani, prijatelju moj, za koje sam mislio da nikada neće doći listen. Kraj.
You know the text?
No, only playing. Only playing,
yeah, that doesn't matter too much. That's okay, no problem. Gorka Dadar?
I have a question. How do you see that our movement can solve this problem of lack of emphasis in Madhyama level? Because today we also see that there is a tendency to go to Uttama.
Yeah, that's a good point, because I didn't spoke this so much. Because this Madhya, that means nowadays, actually Prabhupada founded this ISKCON, because he wanted actually to create a whole movement or an institution of Madhyama. That means of teachers who are teaching newcomers to also become Madhyama.
Gorga Dadar Prabhu je pitao kako Guru Maharaj vidi da se to ostvari, da se više pažnje posveti i da se ljudi uzdižu na Madhyama nivo.
Ja, da opet vidimo da je tendencija da se ide na Uttama, ali je veli samo bavimo kad ništa.
I onda je Guru Maharaj rekao da Šila Prabhupada je osnova ovo međunarodno društvo za svesnost Krišne ISKCON sa tim ciljem da se ljudi, da bakte koji dođu, da sami postanu Madhyama bakte, bakte na srednjem nivou i onda da drugima pomožu da se oni uzdignu na taj srednji nivo.
Of course, nowadays in many places it's too difficult, but so many interests in ISKCON.
Naravno,
so many different moods, it's not like the Prabhupada's time.
Je to jako teško, postoje razni interesi, nije raspoloženje kao vreme Šila Prabhupada.
So it's very difficult, you know, that we can make a combined effort like the Prabhupada's time or like in the 80s or 90s.
Tako da je jako teško da načinimo zajednički napor kao što je bilo u Šila Prabhupadovo vreme ili 80-im i 90-im.
Because now the in the to Prabhupada's time in the 80s and 90s, ISKCON was mostly concentrated on ashrama. That means brahmachari ashram, no? Temple life, not so much grihastha.
Jer u 80s...
Grihastha was very rare, you know, in the 80s. If somebody was a grihastha, everyone already thought, you know, he blooped, you know, he's in Maya, you know, he's finished, you know. No chance anymore.
U vreme Šila Prabhupada i 80-im, 90-ima, onda je više naglasak bio na život u ašramu, tako da je fokusiralo se više na taj monaški, brahmačari život, tako da kad bi neko odstupio od monaškog života i postao porodični čovjek, misli bi, ovaj je već pao, progutala ga Maja.
No. The problem at that time was either one did just all the study and full program in the temple, the mission was not so much, then in the end there was not so much time or energy for the mission. But in other places, like in Switzerland or Germany, we did mostly distribution, but not so much sadhana or, how we say, reading and studying and also going on seminars. It was not so much in our mood.
Tako da na nekim mjestima bilo je tako puno dnevnih aktivnosti, ranog ustajanja, mantranja, čitanja, seminara, tako da nije ostalo ni puno vremena, ni puno energije za odlazak napolje da se dijeli knjige. Ali kod nas u Švajcarskoj, u Njemačkoj, mi smo bili u drugom raspoloženju. Mi smo išli napolje i onda za program koliko se vremena nađe.
But then later on more devotees became grihastha.
Ali kasnije
means, moved out from the temple.
Bhakte su postajali porodični ljudi, odlazili su iz hramova.
Temples are almost empty everywhere.
I danas kad pogledate, hrabovi su manje više svuda prazni.
So there's just a few brahmacharis and mostly it is maintained by Indians or Sri Lanka people.
I postoji samo nekoliko monaha koji žive u hramovima koje održavaju Indijci ili ljudi sa Šri Lanki.
And there's always younger devotees in the temple.
I u hramu uopšte žive mlađi bhakte.
Means kanishta.
To znači bhakte početnici.
And even those who are leaders, they're not very old devotees. They're also practically new devotees.
Čak i oni koji su na rukovodećim položajima nisu neki stariji bhakte, već bhakte početnici.
And because the older devotees who are I would say, who actually had some knowledge, or but because they're grihastas, they now have to struggle to maintain themselves.
Jer stari bhakte, koji su ranije bili vođe i na tim položajima, oni sad moraju jako teško da se bore da zarade za život.
And the temple somehow other don't have a great interest or some kind of or capacity to somehow other integrate the more senior devotees who are in the I would say to in the society who are already 15, 20 or 30 years around, you know. They cannot integrate or how say give them facility or a system. We don't have a system, you know, to in the bigger screen or in a bigger way, how to integrate all the different kind of level and interests and progresses and interests of devotees.
I problem je u tome što većina hramova nema uopšte razrađen sistem danas kako da integriše te razne vrste bhakta i starije, iskusnije bhakte koji su već 20-30 godina bhakte i za njih da bude neki program i za razne druge vrste bhakta da bude program kako da sve to se integriše unutar hrama.
And in the temple because there's always only younger devotees who give the classes there. And they don't even invite more devotees from outside who have maybe more knowledge and have opportunity or maybe also have interest to help, you know, but they are not invited.
I onda obično ti mladi bhakte koji žive u hramu, oni sami daju i lekcije i nemaju neki interes da pozivaju starije bhakte koji možda imaju više znanja i iskustva da oni daju lekcije.
Or also they are not... Not only invited, but there are also for those devotees who are there's also not the proper field where they feel inspired in this kind of association because the lectures are mostly very basically, not very much inspiring.
I onda mnogi nisu inspirisani da dođu na takve lekcije, jer uglavnom se stalo priča o tim osnovnim nekim stvarima, tako da mnogi nisu inspirisani.
Because we always lose the devotees. No? And always make new devotees, and then we give always so much energy in the new devotees to training them, kanishtas, but they never actually can become a real Madhyama because they're not fixed, and so they ultimately also will go out and go in their different ways, you know, and become fried out.
I onda zato što ne ulažemo puno energije da bakte ostanu, onda bakte odlaze, i onda trudimo se, jako puno energije ulažemo da stvorimo nove bakte, ali pošto se s njima ne radi da dođe na madjama nivo, onda oni odlaze i tako se to vrti u krug.
So my opinion is, you know, that but that needs a big step, you know, that of reforming our structure, our way of how we are seeing ISKCON until now, and to establish a kind, really some kind like Varnashram Dharma, where people can really get opportunity, that everyone can do something, you know, for this mission, directly or indirectly, and become uplifted, you know, and accepted in the society of devotees.
Tako da mislim da je danas vreme da se napravi jedna velika reforma unutar našeg društva, da se napravi jedna vrsta varnašrame, tako da bi svako od naših bakta mogao da postane uzdignut, da napreduje dalje.
Of course we are not ready now. Because everyone would try it, they became fried out themselves and left.
Naravno, mi sada nismo spremni za tu Varnashrama Dharmu, jer kogod da je to pokušao, sam se jako puno spržio i odustao.
Because it's not so easy. Because you maybe read this interview with Prabhupada, where he spoke about the Varnashram.
I to nije tako lako.
In Mayapur, in 1976.
Možda ste čitali Šila Prabhupadov intervju 76. Kad je davao intervju o Varnashrama Dharmi.
Where Prabhupada spoke with devotees of Hari Sauri and Tamal Krishna, I think, and Satsvarup Maharaj. Yeah, right.
Tamo je puno tih bilo starih bakta.
Hari Sauri, I remember it, and Satsvarup, right, yeah. I'm not sure if Tamal Krishna was also there. Anyway, they were discussing about how to establish a Varnashram, how actually Prabhupada thought how this Varnashram could be introduced, if this is only for outsiders or is it also for devotees. Then he told, no, it's also for devotees.
I onda su pitali Šila Prabhupada, da li je ta Varnashrama da se uspostavi samo za ljude koji žive na polju ili za bakte? I Šila Prabhupada rekao da, također i za bhakti.
Because to become a pure devotee is not so easy.
Jer postati čisti bhakta nije tako lako.
Because if they would all be devotee, Prabhupada, they would never leave. They would never go away.
Jer Šila Prabhupada rekao da su...
If everyone would be a pure devotee or a real devotee, you know, they would never leave. That means that they leave, that means they're not actually real devotee.
A Šila Prabhupada je rekao da su svi čisti bakte ili pravi bakte, oni ne bi otišli, ali taj znak što odlaze, to znači da nisu pravi bakte.
Therefore he actually wanted, you know, to introduce in the temples, also the Varnashram, you know.
Tako da je Šila Prabhupada u hramovima hteo da uspostavi Varnashram.
So that all kinds of devotees, even if they could not completely follow everything, that they still would have an opportunity to advance and to do something for Krishna.
Tako da sve vrste bhakta na svim nivoima, čak i da nisu na najvišem nivou, mogu lagano napredovati i mogu uraditi nešto za Krishna.
But we don't have such a kind of system. We don't have an actual system at all.
Ali zapravo nemamo takvu vrstu sistema. Zapravo nemamo nikakav sistem.
No, we have no opportunity to uplift and inspire the different generation of devotees and keep them in Krishna consciousness or interested in this process and also helping the mission.
Nemamo priliku da održimo inspirisanim razne vrste generacije bhakta, da su inspirisani da i dalje daje doprinos misiji.
And what I see, everyone who is in leadership or doing something does everything by himself.
I video sam da kogod je na nekom rukovodećem položaju i nekom upravnom odboru, sve radi sam.
Like a football team where everyone only thinks about himself.
Baš kao fudbalski tim u kome svako misli samo o sebi.
It's no teamwork.
nema timskog rada.
And if a football team has no teamwork, you know, it fails. Even if you have top stars in it.
A ako dobar tim nema timskog duha, čak i da ima zvezde unutar njega propašće.
Best example is England football team.
Najbolji primjer je engleska fudbalska reprezentacija.
They have the biggest paid stars in the world.
Imaju najplaćenije zvezde na svijetu.
There are so many stars, you know, that they cannot play together.
Imaju toliko zvezda koje ne mogu da igraju zajedno.
Because everyone is so much in himself, you know. But he never learned, you know, how to play together nicely. Maybe a few of them, you know, but as a team, they're completely not able to do anything.
Jer svako toliko onako unutar sebe, onako veliki, ali nisu naučili kako da igraju zajedno, možda samo nekolicina njih.
So whoever tries to do something is always practically alone.
Kogod pokuša da uradi nešto, skoro uvek je praktički sam.
Or also doesn't have any way, you know, how to actually integrate or enliven and accept and inspire other devotees also.
I nema zapravo,
especially also older devotees.
I nema zapravo način kako da uključi, inspiriše druge bhakte, specijalno starije bhakte.
Therefore we always stay a neophyte. On the neophyte stage.
I zbog toga mi uvek ostajemo početnici na početnom nivou.
And people cannot take us really seriously, we cannot really spread.
I zato ljudi ne mogu da nas uzmu za jako ozbiljno, i zbog toga ne možemo da se širimo.
Because we don't have enough experienced preachers who are able or how to say inspired to actually do something in a cooperative spirit.
Zato što nemamo dovoljno bhakta koji su propovednici koji žele to da rade u duhu saradnje.
So it's a big issue.
To je velika tema.
We cannot discuss everything here.
Mislim da ne možemo sve baš da diskutujemo ovdje, to znaš ti i sam.
It has to come from the top. From the top
to treba
of our
da dođe
institution
od vrha našeg
to
društva,
the bottom, you know, has to become
pa
everything clear, you know, structured.
Sve mora da postane jasno strukturirano.
And also broad, you know, also to accept practically, try to find out how to accept everyone in this process.
I treba da bude veoma nešto naširoko, da vidimo kako da svakoga prihvatimo u ovom procesu.
Of course, it's not an easy task.
Naravno, to nije lak zadatak.
And I know everyone waits for them, like Christians on Messias, you know.
I svi čekaju na Mesiju kao hrišćani.
Because everyone thinks only a Messias can unite everything together, because everything is so much spread in so many different directions.
I svi misle samo Mesija može to sve da ujedini, zato što se to danas širimo u toliko puno raznih pravaca.
But I'm not sure that even Messias will come, that he will can make this cocktail together again.
Ali nisam siguran da čak ni da Mesija dođe, da on može da zbučka taj koktel. Da ga onako, kako se to kaže.
Of course we can individually or in some group who can, how to say, understand each other, start something.
Naravno, neka grupa bhakta koji razumeju jedni druge mogu da počne nešto.
So, and if we have some prototype of model, you know, of an ideal model who is functioning, then maybe others will also come and will try to learn from this.
I naravno, ako imamo neki model koji funkcioniše, neki prototip, onda drugi mogu da se ugledaju na njega i da to funkcioniše i dalje.
So that's more my way, how I could maybe see some hope, you know, that something like this could be established.
I to je možda moj pristup, moje gledište, kako ja mislim da bi to moglo da se uspostavi.
Start something in a small way with some people who understand each other and do it really in a, how to say, in a really in an education way.
Startujte sa nekoliko ljudi koji razumeju jedni druge i to radite na jedan način putem podučavanja.
So that the devotees...
Na obrazovni način.
And actually Prabhupada wanted that every devotee knows the science of Krishna consciousness and should know how to cook, how to play medanga, play kirtan, to preach and to explain Krishna consciousness, you know. All this Prabhupada wanted, that every devotee should learn this this process, and also deity worship, that ultimately, when that he can practically start something by himself, you know, and teach new people also this process of practicing Krishna consciousness.
Srila Prabhupada je zapravo želeo da svaki bhakta postane stručnjak, da zna nauku o svesnosti Krišne, da zna da kuva, da zna da svira mridangu, da vodi kirtan i da podučava druge o tome.
Filozofiju
također.
Especially.
Posebno.
Deity worship.
Obožavanje božanstava. Ja. Možemo malo vazduha da otvorimo vrata samo par minuta.
Yeah. What do you think, revolutionary?
I don't have ideas.
Šta misli naš revolucionar?
Revolution without ID. Anyway, just keep going.
Samo nastavite.
But do it better.
Ali na bolji način.
How about you? Do you think?
Šta ti misliš?
Eh?
I agree with you that something on a small scale could help show some model.
Slažem se s tobom da nešto na nižoj nekoj razini može da se uradi da bi se pokazao neki model.
I'm just worried thinking about myself that we are always just have so much emphasis on the young people that I'm asking who's working for me, you know, who is teaching me, because
yeah, right.
I'm trying to teach someone, but there is someone supposed to teach me also, because I'm not...
Ja sam htio da kažem, ko podučava mene, uvek je naglasak na nove ljude. Mlade ljude, i evo, ja isto to radim, podučavam mlade ljude, ali ko podučava mene, ja isto smatram da je to meni potrebno.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Da, dobro point.
Croatia, for example, we don't have first generation of devotees.
U Hrvatskoj nemamo uopšte stariju generaciju bhakta, svi su otišli.
When you become the older, then what is your future? That
is... I onda prirodno čovjek razmišlja, kad ja postanem najstariji, kakva je moja budućnost.
To means I'm always young, not?
To znači uvijek se tu
I always mladi. Emphasize on young devotees.
Da uvijek stavljamo naglasak na mlade bhakte.
Because younger devotees you can more easily, I would say, inspire to do something, you know, what others maybe don't do anymore or
jer not. Mlade bhakte možete jako lako inspirisati da rade ono što drugi možda neće.
Because they went already through the history. You know.
Jer stari su već prošli kroz istoriju.
What makes me a little sad is, you know, that we don't learn from the history. We don't write down this history so that we can learn, so that we can improve something.
Mene ono što čini tužnim, to je da ne zapisujemo istoriju, tako da nešto možemo naučiti iz istorije i kako popraviti.
Because an institution may have to learn from history, you know, what went wrong, so that we can learn from these mistakes. So that we don't do it again, because otherwise we are always repeating the same mistake again and again. Because this we call the old school. Always go back to the old school from the old same thing, and then again fall back in the same trap.
I onda ako ne zapisujemo istoriju, onda šta se desi? Onda opet ćemo tokom vremena da upadnemo u istu zamku. I stvari će se ponoviti.
Therefore, sometimes we cannot expect so much from above, so we have to start from a little group, you know, to educate. Of course, if nobody educates you, then how far you can educate others?
I onda naravno ne možemo uvek očekivati da dolazi sa vrha, zato možemo krenuti među sobom da otvorimo malu grupu i da se obrazujemo. Međutim, ako neko ne obrazuje tebe, kako ćeš ti nastaviti da obrazuješ druge?
We also all getting older.
Starimo, svi.
In this, actually, in this this course with Prabhupada about Varnashram, he also spoke about the university, remember?
I zapravo,
about some Varnashram university.
U toj diskusiji o Varnashrami,
or university to teach devotees, you know, different degrees.
Srila Prabhupada je govorio o fakultetu gdje će se bhakte obrazovati i dobijati razne titule, stepene titule.
I heard in Belgium is something going on.
Čuo sam da se u Belgiji nešto dešava po tom pitanju.
Huh? Right?
Yeah. Yes, Bhaktivedanta College.
This, what's his name?
Manohar.
The one who is selling these books also, Bhaktivedanta Library. Vishnamurti, yeah. He told me something about it. And then sometimes I also get some newsletter from there.
He's into another project now.
Who?
Vishnamurti.
Yeah? In which one?
He wants to make folio freely available ah,
yeah.
By Wikipedia, all teachings, and then compile some teachings of Prabhupada, lectures, videos, all kind of things.
Ah.
To start and work on it. Lunch.
Yeah, but I say there are some devotees who went there. I know some Swiss devotees who also went there to make this education.
Znam neke bhakte iz Švajcarske koje su otišle na Bhaktivedanta College u Belgiju da tamo isto steknu neko obrazovanje.
But I see another problem.
Ali tu vidim jedan drugi problem.
The problem is the money problem. Yeah.
To je problem sa novcem.
Because these people will make the education, let's say, finish.
Jer recimo ti ljudi završe obrazovanje.
Bhakti, Vaibhav, I don't know what, Bhakti Siddhanta or Bhaktivedanta. They get different degrees of the how much Shastra they studied and know you have in their brain. Then they come back, but they will not find any facility or any ground, you know, to apply their knowledge. And because they're grihasthas, they're not brahmachari, so they have to maintain the family. And because Yatra is not able to pay for them. No, they have to accept the job, become practically Shudra, no, with the Brahmana head, not so much knowledge in it. And if they don't cultivate this knowledge, that means they don't teach it, in a short time they will forget everything what they have learned.
I koji problem tu se pojavljuje? Taj što recimo odu Bhakte tamo završe taj Bhaktivedanta College, dobiju titule Bhaktivedanta, Bhaktisiddhanta i druge neke titule. Da, već ima raznih imena. I onda šta se dešava, u čemu je problem? Oni se vrate kući i pošto većina njih su grihaste, moraju nešto da rade da izdržavaju porodicu. I pošto nemaju tlo ili teren ili polje delovanja gdje mogu da primene to znanje da zarađuju od njega, onda moraju da uzmu neki posao, da rade kao šudre ili obični radnici. I onda šta se dešava? Uglavnom, nemaju više prilike da kultivišu to znanje, da ga prenose drugima i onda ga obično zaborave. I onda koje korist su ga uopšte i učili?
And because nowadays it's not like in Prabhupada's time where the grihasas all were lived nearby the temple and the temple had so many properties where the grihasas could live. Therefore Prabhupada told, you know, grihasas should not get salary, but we can give them food and clothes. You can also read from the folio.
I danas nije kao vreme Šila Prabhupada. U vreme Šila Prabhupada hramovi su imali jako puno svog vlasništva, tako da su grihaste živjeli oko hrama i Šila Prabhupada je rekao da grihaste ne trebaju dobijati platu, ali mogu dobiti hranu, odjeću i tako dalje, ali danas toga nema.
But they should not get salary.
Ali ne trebaju dobijati platu.
But nowadays you can forget that this way, you know, you need salary.
Ali danas možete to da zaboravite, potrebna nam je plata
svima. Because we have not community temples with, where the grihasta ashram is around you. The grihastas have to maintain themselves, they live quite far away.
Jer danas nemamo komune gdje bhakti žive svi zajedno okolo, već bhakti moraju da putuju jako daleko da bi zaradili za život.
And to rent an apartment is, and to maintain family and everything ashram is quite expensive.
I da iznajmite nešto, da održavate porodicu, sve to košta.
So you need some income.
Potrebni su vam nekakvi prihodi.
So if the yatra cannot give income to you, then you have to get a job outside.
Iako društvo bhakta ne može da vam, lokalno društvo bhakta ne može da vam pruži zaradu ili prihod, onda normalno morate naći posao na polju.
Therefore again, actually Varnashram is needed, because in this way the Grihastha community were actually mostly professionals, or how to say, the congregation were mostly professionals, that they become inspired by the mission of the devotees. And if they see that the devotees are doing something nicely, you know, for establishing Krishna consciousness in a healthy way, not only putting money in a black hole where there's always a lack, so then they become encouraged and they will support. And then the Grihastha community or the congregation will actually support the preachers or those who can educate.
Šta je dobro da se uradi, da bakte koji rade kao grihaste unutar društva, koji su profesionalci, da dobiju neki projekat gdje stvarno mogu da ulože svoj novac, da ne bude to samo neka crna rupa koja sve proguta, nego da stvarno ulože novac u nešto što stvarno će da se održi i da budu inspirisani na taj način da pomožu i propovednike koji će tu doći da ih dalje obrazuju.
So then they will support, you know. Then previously it was like that. Brahmacharis went out because temple was full of brahmacharis and they distributed books. Therefore Prabhupada said, our only business is to sell books, to maintain the temples.
Ranije, kada su hramovi bili puni bakta koji su bili brahmačari, oni su išli napolje i prodavali su knjige. I zato je Šila Prabhupada tada rekao, naš jedini posao je da prodajemo knjige.
But nowadays you cannot do like that because we have not brahmacharis who can distribute books.
Ali danas ne možemo raditi tako zato što nemamo bakte koji su monasi koji mogu deliti knjige.
Brahmacharis are very rare.
Monasi danas su jako redki.
So who will distribute the books?
I ko će deliti knjige?
And who will educate?
Ko će obučavati, obrazovati?
It must be some grihastas.
To moraju biti neki grihaste, porodični ljudi.
And if the congregation will see that there is some facility made actually for the grihastas, that there are some grihastas who have the capacity to teach and to educate and to guide the society, no, then they will also support it.
I ako lokalno društvo bakta vidi da postoje grihaste koji mogu da podučavaju, da obrazuju, da vode, onda i ostali će prirodno to podržati.
Because you cannot expect it from the sannyasis. Just see our sannyasis. Our sannyasis are non-stop traveling somewhere.
Jer to ne možete očekivati od sannyasija. Kao što vidite, naši sannyasi stvarno negde putuju.
Yeah, everyone. Everyone is practically more or less always on tour somewhere. Or has so many projects.
Svako je manje više negde na turneji, ima u glavi toliko puno projekata.
Prabhupada originally told every GBC should have 5 temples.
A u početku je Šrila Prabhupada rekao da svaki član upravnog tela treba imati 5 hramova.
Nowadays almost every GBC has 5 continents.
A danas praktično svaki član upravnog tela ima 5 kontinenta da putuje
na njih. It's not a joke. At least 2 or 3 continents they visit every year.
To je sljedeća šala, ali 2-3 kontinenta bar obiđu svake godine.
Quite many of them.
Mnogo njih.
So and how long they can stay? And as a sannyasi anyway, he should not stay. He should not have a place for a long time in one place.
I koliko dugo on može da ostane, pa s druge strane kao sannyasi, nije ni dobro da ostane previše dugo na jednom mjestu.
So therefore a sannyasi can only come and give a few lectures and inspire people and go to the next. But he cannot build up a yatra.
I zato sannyasi može doći na jedno mjesto, dati nekoliko inspirativnih lekcija, ali ne može izgraditi lokalno društvo bakta.
Yatra has been maintained by the grihastas financially and also with the education process. It has to be done by the grihastas.
Lokalno društvo bakta se održava pomoći porodičnih ljudi i oni i financijski to pomažu i obrazuju.
And if the congregation sees there's some benefit when I come to the temple.
Iako društvo bakta vidi, pa aha, imam neku dobrobit kad dođem u hram,
so then they are also ready to support.
Onda će oni biti također spremni da pomogu.
But this facility is mostly not available now.
Ali obično te pogodnosti nisu baš dostupne danas.
Therefore everything is practically always dependent on pushing people to give donations.
I onda sve na kraju zavisi od toga da maltene prisiljavamo ljude da daju donacije, da ih kurkamo onako.
Then again and again, and how many times you can ask, you know, if you don't give something back.
I onda koliko puta tako možemo pitati ako ne dajemo nešto za obrat.
No. So there's our big problem. There one naš... has to somehow other work, you know, and start at least in a small way.
To je
if one has a I would say the energy and the optimism for it.
I to je jedan veliki problem i koji neko može da počne da radi na njemu, ako ima energije i optimizam za to.
You wanted to say something?
Želeo si da kažeš nešto?
Eh?
Just to say thank you.
Okay. Samo da ti zahvalim.
Mogu na srcu, da?
Može.
Pa ništa, osvrnuo bi se isto na ove teme sada.
Reflect on this, those topics.
Mi ovdje, evo, kod nas u Beogradu, baš
here in Belgrade,
pokušamo, paralelno radimo ta dva programa, znači,
doing parallel those programs.
Vraćanje starih bhakta prve generacije.
To take back the devotees from first generation.
I dovođenje novih ljudi.
And
novih
from other side, to bring new people.
Šta je važnije? Koji projekt je važniji?
Which project is more important?
Skoncentrisati se više na okupljanju,
more
na okupljanju,
gathering,
znači bhakta, pogotovo te prve generacije bhakta,
especially this first generation of the devotees,
i zajedno sa njima posle,
and together with them later on,
pokušati
to try to ljude. Bring new people,
ili
or
pokušavati da dovoditi nove ljude bez pomoći, bhakta prve generacije ovdje u našoj jatri.
Of first generation in our jatri.
Imali smo prepošle godine na kampu
two years poslu. Ago we had that celebration on a camp.
I nakon toga years
of ISKCON in Serbia.
Nakon toga zajednički pokušamo da uložimo napore na okupljenju.
We are trying together to make endeavors.
After 2 hours.
Nakon 2 sata. Hvala.
Na okupljanju bhakta, znači pogotovo bhakta iz te prve generacije, ali ako dođu,
gathering the devotees from this first generation.
Jer ako dođu novi ljudi ovdje kod nas, pomislit će da je ovaj,
because if new people are coming to visit us.
Pomislit će da je svesnost Krišne počela ovdje, znači ovih zadnjih nekoliko godina, da se ništa nije ovdje dešavalo u Beogradu.
Krishna consciousness just start few years ago here in Belgrade.
Da se ništa nije dešavalo od 90-ih i 80-ih.
That nothing happened during the 90s.
Znači, moje pitanje, šta je važnije? Da skoncentrirati se na vraćanju starih bhakta,
to concentrate of
ili pravljenju, ili ovaj, tražiti nove
ljude. To try to attract and find the new people.
I think this goes hand in hand. One should work on both.
Mislim da to ide ruku pod ruku i da osoba treba raditi na oba dva projekta.
Because if you only work on the old, you know, and until they come back, you know, then you also will all become old and have no more choice, you know, to attract new ones.
Jer ako radite samo na tome dokupite stare bakte, onda i vi ćete sami postati stari i više nemate izbora da idete da ovaj privlačite mlađe.
So it's good to attract new ones, because the old ones, they're anyway a little skeptical, but then they see if they're new ones and there's really some love and care amongst the devotees, and that you understand it, then they also will come back and maybe become encouraged and integrate themselves
I
and try to do something in this process.
I dobro je privući nove mlade ljude, jer ako dođu stariji bakte i vide da se o mladim baktama brine sa ljubavlju i sa brigom, onda i to će njih inspirisati da oni dođu nazad.
So I would try to do it in a holistic way.
Ja bih to pokušao uraditi na jedan celoviti način, znači sve generacije.
Partial, because if you become partial to the one or other side, you go in extreme, and then again you're in how say like ship, you know, so on one side it's overloaded and this or both on this side.
Tako da ja bih probao na oba dve strane, jer ako previše stavim akcenat na jednu stranu, onda će da se nagne kao brod onako koji ima previše tereta na jednoj strani.
Keep it in balance.
održite to
uravnoteženo.
Potrebna nam je nova generacija, potrebna nam je stara generacija koja je moguća.
Because in this way we can actually really show that we have a succession of generation.
Jer na taj način možemo dokazati da imamo, kako da kažemo, generacije, nasljeđe imamo porodično, generacije bakta.
Like building up a family. We always speak we are like family.
Kao kad se gradi porodica, mi stalno pričamo da gradimo porodicu.
So if we always losing the family members and we cannot show anyone who is actually our family member.
Iako stalno gubimo članove porodice.
How we can show to the people, hey, we're a family.
Iako stalno gubimo članove porodice koje nam stalno odlaze, onda kad dođe ljude, kako možemo da im pokažemo svoju porodicu?
So it's important to show some family succession, you know, that at least some of all the generation. We cannot attract all back, but at least some can come back and gradually maybe some more will come.
Tako da veoma je važno da imamo to porodično stablo i porodično nasljeđe. Nije za očekivati da će svi stariji doći nazad, ali bar neki.
But at the same time we also have to go positive further with new blood.
Ali također trebamo ići u pozitivnom smjeru napred sa novom krvlju.
Because we call it new blood. Sveža. New generation we call new blood because novu it's generaciju. Like the body always needs new blood.
Zovemo sveža krv zato što i tijelu uvijek treba sveža krv.
Otherwise if the body only keeps old blood, it will fall apart.
Jer ako tijelo stalno zadržava staru krv, raspašće se.
So we have to have new blood because new blood also encourages it. If they are in proper guidance, they can it can become very nice, very inspiring.
Treba nam i nova krv, tako da ako to se jako lepo organizuje, veoma lepo se vodi, može postati veoma inspirirajuće.
Because young devotees can have a big capacity because it's everything is new for them. It's like a small child. They really can absorb everything, you know. But they cannot anymore after so many years around, you know. They cannot absorb anything so much anymore.
Jer mladi bakte su kao mala deca. Sve im je novo i sveže. Mogu toliko daju energije, ali im je sve novo. A na moje čanako postane, kaj znamo mi to.
Thing is only you have to be careful they absorb everything negative and positive.
Samo budite pažljivi, oni upijaju sve i negativno i pozitivno.
So whatever negative do you teach them or what they see and learn, you know, that will stay.
Šta god negativno i da vide i da čuju, to će da ostane.
And the positive also will stay. If they get a positive impression.
A pozitivno će također ostati ako dobiju pozitivne utiske.
Therefore, older devotees have then a responsibility to the younger devotees to give a proper example, a good example. It helps themselves to behave properly and not like avaduta and space out man and rough behavior. You know? You behave properly as Vaishnava so that others can learn it. Become inspired by your example.
Tako da stari bakta isto ima tu odgovornost da se pravilno ponaša, da ne ide ko neki rasplinuti čovjek ili neki onako grubijan, već ima obavezu da se pravi grubijan. Da, već ima obavezu da se ponaša pravilno, tako da mlađi to kad vide dobije inspiraciju da slede.
Then younger devotees become inspired and they also will follow your good example. No? And then if the older generation sees all the youngers are making advancement, they become far out devotees, then it's a proof that it's a success. No? We need success result. Because if we don't have success results in our life, everything is only failure. And everyone will, after some time, become skeptical and negative, not?
Yeah.
So we need success result.
Potrebni su nam rezultati, to dobri rezultati. Jer ako niko ne uspeva, svi se raspadnu i propadnu nakon nekog vremena, onda počeš da imamo veru, pa čekaj malo, niko ne uspeva ovdje, počeo sumnje da se javljaju.
And we cannot depend everything on Krishna or Prabhupada. Hey Krishna, you know, please do everything.
I ne možemo uvijek da zavisimo samo od Krišne Šila Prabhupada. Ej Prabhupada, ej Krišna, uradite vi sve.
No, they give it in our hands now, so now it's in our hands. We can either build it up, maintain it or ruin it.
Ne, oni su to ostavili u našim rukama je to sada i na nama je da li ćemo to da izgradimo ili da srušimo, da uništimo.
So that's our free will, our choice.
To je naša slobodna volja i naš izbor.
Like you get a heritage from your father.
Kao što dobijete nasljeđe od svoga oca.
Let's say one million euro.
Recimo milion eura.
So now it's in you as a son, you are the only you inherited. So now it's in your hands. Either you have three choices. You can either maintain it, the sad, million.
Sada vi ste kao sin, jedini nasljednik. Vi ste dobili bogatstvo i nasljeđe i sada imate tri izbora.
Or you can increase it.
Možete ga održati, možete ga
povećati,
tako što investirate na drugo mjesto.
Or you can practically lose it in very short time.
Ili možete da ga izgubite za jako kratko vrijeme.
So what is best?
Što je najbolje?
Try to increase, no?
Da probamo da povećamo, zar ne?
Or at least maintain.
Ili bar to održimo. Šila Prabhupada je rekao, bar održite.
But održavajte. Don't ruin it.
Ali nemojte uništiti.
I can just add something about this previous point. I also heard this here, this remark that why we try to preach to the new people if our older devotees are not quite happy engaged in Krishna consciousness. So we were actually speaking about this a lot, and we came to conclusion that now it is not that we should stop to preach to the new people, but maybe just try to find the right person to do this service of cultivating the older devotees. Because I think that it is not possible that someone from the middle generation, or what to speak about the new devotees, to try to help some older devotees. Mm. And actually, we are conscious of this problem here. And that is the reason why we recently called Akrura Prabhu to come here. Mm-hmm. And actually that is his service, what he is doing. He called this coaching. Mm-hmm. He's doing a lot this advising of the devotees and trying to help them to remain enthusiastic. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, maybe if you give your blessings and if also other devotees want this, because he is very enthusiastic to come here more often. Mm-hmm. If we want this. Mm-hmm. And I think that it is necessity that he comes here.
Yeah, but he's also I think depends on you.
Yeah.
And he's a grihasta, not?
Yeah.
That means he also has to maybe you have to give him some facility.
Yeah, yeah.
And also pay his trip and like that. And
if you're speaking about
then maybe that he also can get something, and also that he can not, because for a grihasta it's always a problem because he comes here or makes a preaching tour, but as for him two weeks or 1 month absent, that means no income. That means when he comes back, you know, he has nothing, because in the meantime nobody is there who is earning money for him. So then he is in problem. So therefore it's important that you support the preacher also, you know, if he comes here.
Yeah.
And ask him, you know, what is maybe your your overhead, you know, how much you need, you know, so that you are not in a hole when you come back. So this is I think is important, you know, to think about it if you are inviting